It's time for Middletown Playoff Basketball on WMSS. Today's game is brought to you by Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home, S&H Screen Printing and Awards, VFW Post 1620, Olmsted Plaza Barbershop, JD's Junction, Gingrich Memorials, Middletown Home. With kids in mind, J&J Pizzeria, DHL, Tim Clouser Remax Realty Select, Giant Foods, C&E Lawn Care Landscaping, Middletown Swim Club, Bastien's Auto Service, 230 Cafe, Middletown Pharmacy, The Hetrick Center, Seven Sorrows Athletic Association, TJ's Car Wash, Blue and Gold Club, and the Middletown Area High School Alumni Association. Now let's take it out to the game with the WMSS Sports Crew.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to Chambersburg Area High School Gymnasium. Steve Leedy along with Brian Kaiser, Tim Neville, Terrence Jefferson, our studio producer here this evening for the second round of the PIAA State Basketball Tournament. 4A boys, it's going to be Middletown taking on Johnstown. The Blue Raiders come in to this game as the District 3 runners-up with a record of 21-5 on the season. Johnstown is the District 6 champion. They do have 10 losses on the season at 16-10. Ryan, this team lost five games in a row late in the season, but they turned it around, won their district title, won their first-round game against Schuylkill Valley, and here they are tonight opposite Middletown Blue Raiders.
We expected this team to be here. The District 5 seed out of District 3, not exactly the toughest competition. We felt the District 3 was four teams deep, and Johnstown was able to come in and win that game. That does not mean this team's a pushover by any stretch. In fact, it's the opposite of that. This is a team with 10 losses that has found themselves, and one of the reasons why is because they have balanced scoring, and they also really rely on turning the ball over and being able to force the other team with their 2-1-2 press that they enforce. The key to that is you got to be able to make baskets. You make baskets, you get into a press. You don't make baskets, tougher to get into a press situation. That's where Middletown defensively has to come out in this game and really get after this Greater Johnstown team.
Winner of this game will advance into the Western semifinals or the quarterfinals, however you want to look at it. And Middletown would be doing so for the first time since 1986 if they can win here tonight. And they would take on the winner of Quaker Valley and Grove City. That an 8 o'clock start out in North Allegheny. But for here, we'll take time out. When we come back, Brian Kaiser will talk to Chris Sattell, the head coach of the Middletown Blue Raider basketball team. Again, it's Middletown and Johnstown. Back with more of the Giant Foods pregame show after this here on the Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports Network.
Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory is a Middletown resident-owned funeral home. Melvin Fager Jr. and Travis Finkenbinder, along with supervisor Bethany Moley, are using technology to better serve you and your family during a time of bereavement. They can also assist with pre-planning to protect your family from unnecessary burdens. Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory. Keeping it local, respectful, and affordable. Fager Finkenbinder, not just another funeral home. Tim Clouser of RE/MAX Realty Select is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. Serving the Middletown area for over 30 years, Tim knows how to move Middletown properties. Thinking of buying or selling, Tim Clouser and RE/MAX Realty Select, located at 250 East Park Drive near the Home Depot, can handle all of your real estate needs. That's Tim Clouser, RE/MAX Realty Select at 526-4300 or online at timclouser.com. Giant Food Stores would like to congratulate the Blue Raiders on a great season. Also, congratulations to the band, cheerleaders, WMSS, and everyone who made this season a success. Great job, Middletown, from your friends at Giant Foods. C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping can handle all of your lawn care needs. They do mowing, landscaping, full tree service, snow removal, and so much more. And they're now accepting new commercial and residential customers for next year. C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping. Anything under the sun can be done. That's C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping. 982-0701. That's 982-0701. PA 853-972.
Brian Kaiser back on the pregame show alongside with Middletown head basketball coach Chris Sattell. Coach, nice win for the team against Danville in the first round. Talk about the team and really the resolve they showed in that game, a game where it started slow, but really as the game went on, it looked like they got a lot more comfortable.
Well, anytime you have a layoff, as long as we did after losing the district championship, you want to get back after. But it did take us a little bit of time to get going. Bigger gym, obviously bigger stakes. So once our kids were able to get situated and find themselves a little bit there in the second half, I felt pretty comfortable that we were going to be able to beat Danville.
Tyre Mills unavailable in game one. He's back tonight. But Michael Mattis played extremely well. What are you going to do in terms of the starting lineup?
Michael Mattis is still going to start for us. Obviously, once you see the team that we're playing here, Greater Johnstown, they have a couple big kids. So Michael's size is really going to help us here. The two post players to them go 6'4", 6'3". So Michael's got a couple inches on him. But Tyre will be ready to come in off the bench and hopefully contribute as a guard.
They're a full-court pressing team. This is a team that gets after you, and it, obviously turnovers are going to be a huge key in this game. But what do you do specifically as far as the pace, because you're a team that likes to go?
Well, we're okay with them pressing us. It's a 2-1-2 press. We've got to be able to work the ball up the sideline, get it to the middle, and then reverse it. I think our kids are pretty comfortable playing against that type of pressure. A lot of our guys see it in AAU throughout the course of the summer. Not a lot of teams play it in our league, but it's very similar to a 1-3-1 or a 2-2-1. So we'll take care of the ball once we get in the half court. They'd like to match up or play a 3-2. So we'll see what they're in tonight. They don't go very deep like us. So, you know, if we can attack their guys on the break and get good, solid, smart shots, we'll take them.
It's a team also that, you know, a very athletic squad and a team that right now they hit their own adversity playing their best basketball. It's kind of nice this time of year to know that you're going to get every team playing at their best.
Yeah, anytime you start talking about the Sweet 16 of PIAAs, everybody's good, everybody's competitive. And even a team with a record of 16-10 like Greater Johnstown, they played some really good teams and lost some really tough games. So they won their district championship. They're flying high. They're ready to go. So they're going to give us everything they got.
Good luck tonight, Coach.
Thanks.
Middletown head basketball coach Chris Sattell back with more after this here on the pregame show on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home, Blue Raider Sports Network.
Middletown Swim Club, a proud supporter of Middletown Athletics, is accepting new memberships for its 2017 season. Across from the Middletown Area High School and complete with two diving boards, a giant slide, a pavilion to host parties and events, a large green space, and so much more, the Middletown Swim Club is the perfect place for members to make memories with friends and families. Their number is 944-4235. Leave a message and get more information about becoming a member of a Middletown Swim Club.
Bastien's Auto Service of Middletown is a proud supporter of Blue Raider Athletics. Bastien's does minor engine repair, brake work, exhaust systems, tune-ups, electrical troubleshooting, general automotive repair, and emissions testing. Don, Tim, and Ray get the job done right the first time. Bastien's Auto Service of Oak Hill Drive in Middletown, open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 5:30 p.m.
The 230 Cafe and Ice Bar congratulates Steele High and Middletown on a great season. The 230 Cafe is under the ownership of Shelby and Nate Wrights. Their menu features numerous items for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with daily homemade specials and desserts. The 230 Cafe is open weekdays from 6 a.m. until 7:30 p.m., Saturdays from 6 a.m. until 2 p.m., and Sundays from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Located at the corner of Ann and 2nd Streets in Highspire, their number is 939-9223. That's the 230 Cafe.
Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop is located at the Midtown Plaza, and they're a Hallmark Gold Crown store. They have 4,800 square feet of carts, collectibles, Yankee candles and gifts, and their pharmacy with people you know and trust, like Brian, Nate, or Deb. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 8, Saturdays, 9 to 5. That's the Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop. Proud Blue Raider sponsors.
The Hetrick Center, proudly serving Middletown since 1979. Specializing in musculoskeletal and neurological conditions, the Hetrick Center has chiropractic, physical therapy, aquatic therapy, and massage from a team of non-surgical specialists collaborating for the patient's benefit. They accept most major insurances and are home of the HydroWorks aquatic therapy pools. They have offices in Mechanicsburg, Mount Joy, Harrisburg, and Middletown. The Hetrick Center, moving you in the right direction.
Seven Sorrows Athletic Association is a proud supporter of Middletown Area High School Athletics. Seven Sorrows offers a variety of sports programs to the youth of our community, including football, cheerleading, boys and girls basketball, and boys and girls track. The Seven Sorrows Athletic Association would like to wish the Blue Raider boys and girls basketball teams good luck as they make their district and state playoff runs. Go Raiders!
Here to Chambersburg Area High School, Brian Kaiser with you here on the Giant Pregame Show, along with Tim Neville and Steve Leedy. We are getting set for action here between Greater Johnstown and Middletown in the round of 16. As the Blue Raiders come in here 21-5 out of Mid-Penn Capital and fresh off a victory over Danville in round one. They were without Tyre Mills in that game. He is back. He will not start in this game, as you heard in our interview with Coach Chris Sattell. It will be Michael Mattis who stays in the starting lineup, and with the length of Greater Johnstown, that one of the reasons, and also the strong play of Mattis in that first round game. But Mills will be available, and you know, with ball handlers at a premium, he will be necessary in a game like this if Middletown is to play at their top level. Tim Neville joins us as well. And Tim, the feeling at school right now, always tough to gauge a little bit with the snow situation, but it's a team and right now a student section that is really energized.
Very much so. And Middletown brought a good showing. They offered a fan bus to students, and a whole bunch of students took the opportunity there and came down to watch this game. They fill up almost half a height of stairs, just one section, but it's a lot more than Johnstown has in showing, and Middletown will try and use that to their advantage and gain some momentum throughout the game.
And this is a Chambersburg gymnasium also that acoustically really echoes. I mean, we had game one here between Lancaster Catholic and Forest Hills girls action, where Lancaster Catholic came from behind and won, but a very loud gymnasium and one where crowd influence can actually work to one team's advantage, as we saw in that game, Steve.
Yeah, the Forest Hills crowd really did a nice job in that game. They made it sound like we were playing in the heart of District 6 here in this one. They were out drowning the Lancaster Catholic fans. But the Middletown student section is about the size that they had here. So hopefully they can make some noise and make it feel like Middletown gymnasium.
Middletown, the last Mid-Penn Capital team standing in the state playoffs, as Milton Hershey lost in round one to Chester. And Trinity, if they haven't yet, they were on the very bad end of things in their matchup against Delaware Charter. And they were down 14 at one point in the fourth quarter, and we're working on a final for that one, but they were not doing well in their attempt to move on in that district in the AAA bracket. And that's a game where if they would have won that one, the path was very clear for them to make it to the round of four, the semifinals or the Eastern finals, as we would still call them at this point. But Trinity, they lose today. 71-60 is the final score of that play, and Trinity's season ends with a district championship in 3A, but nothing more. We're going to step out for a break. When we come back, we'll have starting lineups of this one. Johnstown and Middletown. Coming up, it's round of 16 action here at the Quad A boys level. This is the Giant pregame show here on the Faker Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports Network.
TJ's Automatic Car Wash is scratchless because it's touchless. TJ's has two automatic car wash bays, and for you do-it-yourselfers, TJ's has three self-service bays with countdown timers. For professional car care products and cleaning advice, it's TJ's Car Wash, 510 North Progress Avenue, just south of Susquehanna Township High School. TJ's Car Wash is a proud supporter of Central Pennsylvania athletics and academics.
Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home and Crematory is a Middletown resident-owned funeral home. Melvin Fager Jr., and Travis Finkenbinder, along with Supervisor Bethany Moley, are using technology to better serve you and your family during a time of bereavement. They can also assist with pre-planning to protect your family from unnecessary burdens. Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory. Keeping it local, respectful, and affordable. Fager Finkenbinder, not just another funeral home. The new S&H Screen Printing and Awards, formerly Hughes Awards and Triple S Screen Printing, have combined forces to bring the Middletown area quality and service with their own in-house screen printing, awards, trophies, and promotional products. They have two locations to serve you, 6 West Main Street, Hummelstown, and 3300 East Harrisburg Pike, Middletown. Their number is 944-6680 or 566-0245. That's S&H Screen Printing and Awards. The Middletown Memorial VFW Post 1620 would like to congratulate the Blue Raiders on a great season. The Middletown Memorial VFW Post 1620 is located at 200 Pike Street in Middletown. For more information about joining the VFW Post 1620, you can call 944-3137 or check out VFWPost1620.com. Congratulations, Blue Raiders, from Middletown Memorial VFW Post 1620.
The Olmsted Plaza Barbershop and owner Doug Hoover have been cutting the hair of area residents for over 54 years. Most of the old plaza has been torn down, but the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop is still standing. Open Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. That's the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop, proud Blue Raider sponsor.
Chambersburg High School Gymnasium. Steve Lee, Brian Kaiser, Tim Neville is here as well as we get set for Greater Johnstown taking on the Middletown Blue Raiders in the second round of the PIAA State Basketball Tournament. Brian Kaiser has starting lineups.
Let's start off with the team that's being introduced first. That is the District 6 champion Greater Johnstown Trojans, 16-10. Head coach Rich Price will send to the floor the following starters. Elijah Fields, who's a 6'2 junior who averages 6.5 points per game. Keon Goss, a 6'3 sophomore averaging 10.5 points per game, leading scorer on the team. Darian Birkins, a 6'1 junior who averages exactly 10 points per contest. Jamal Goss, a 6'5 senior averaging just over 9 points per game. And the coach's son, Tavis Price, who's the point guard. He's 5'10 senior, averages just over 9 points per game. Very balanced scoring for the Trojans as they have four guys all within 9 to 10.5 points scoring per game. And now the District 3 runners-up, the Middletown Blue Raiders, 21-5 under head coach Chris Sattel, who's in his ninth year on the Middletown bench. It'll be Ryan Hughes, the 6'4 junior, averaging 17.7 points per game. Luke Maratovich, a 5'10 senior at 13.5 points per game. Chris Plummer, a 6'3 junior, averaging 13 points per game. Trey Leach, a 5'10 junior, 9 points per game. And Michael Mattis coming off a season high 10 points against Danville. He's a 6'7 senior who averages 2.5 points and 2 blocks per game on the season.
It looks like we will forego the national anthem, so we will be set to tip it up here in a moment as the teams are getting the last instructions from their coaches. Rich Price, Chris Sattel. And Middletown again trying to advance to the quarterfinals of the state tournament for the first time since 1986.
Middletown coaching staff again decked out in their traditional sweater vests, which they have made popular over the course of this playoff run.
Michael Mattis will be at center circle for the Blue Raiders.
Tempo is going to be very key in this game. And honestly, Steve, I don't know which team wants to go faster. I honestly think if this game's up in the 70s, it favors the Blue Raiders. Johnstown wants to keep this one at least uglier.
Keon Goss and Mattis, and there's the tip. It's controlled by Johnstown. It's going to be Fields across midcourt. First possession of the ball game, dribbles to the right wing, hands it off to Price. Price to the top of the key, kicks it over. That's Keon Goss, tries a bad pass. It's picked off. Rakovic coming the other way. All on down the left side of the lane. Layup up, and it's No good. He put too much on it, but gets the rebound, kicks it out to Hughes. His shot hard off the backboard. That's no good. And Jamal Gauss gets the rebound. Up court, Fields, Price, corner, three, too strong. Marakovic the rebound. He will break the pressure with the dribble. Cross midcourt. With Marakovic at the right wing, bounce pass over to Ryan Hughes on the left wing. Elbow, jumper, Mattis, that's way off. Rebound by Johnstown.
Middletown's got to settle into this game. A little bit too pumped up early on.
There's a bad pass. Leach saw it, stole it, up the plumber to the bucket. Finger roll up and good. Oh, and the Raiders on the board first.
And a great lead from Trey Leach because you had long arms the other way of Perkins coming in, and it was Plummer who was able to run that one down.
Raiders lead 2-0. Minute 10 seconds into this ball game. Price, right wing, skip pass across the Fields. On the left, pass tipped back over to Fields on the right side, but it gets to Elijah Fields.
Middletown in the 1-3-1 that they used very effectively against Lancaster Catholic for the first three quarters of the district championship game.
Bad pass almost to Perkins, but he saves it, gets around to Fields. He'll try the three. That's no good. Rebound underneath. That's Jamal Goss gets it and is going to be fouled underneath by Middletown.
Mike Mattis reaching in, didn't get the rebound. Actually, they're going to call that one on Ryan Hughes reaching in instead on the side.
It's a much bigger deal of a foul in the first minute and a half.
I'm not so sure. I think Ryan is able to stay away, especially in a 1-3-1. He's able to stay away a little bit easier than Mattis, who's going to probably incur some pressure inside.
Unless he gets another one.
Right.
Goss misses the first, makes the second. One thing is for sure, these teams are not going to be this far in the bracket in free throw shooting competitions. Both of them not very good. Top of the key is Plummer. Tries to pass underneath of Hughes. It's saved from going out of bounds by Mattis. Back to Leach to the bucket. No good, and he gets fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two.
Middletown's inside warrior, 5'10", Trey Leach, again, with no fear on the inside, takes it right to the rack and is able to draw the personal foul against Darian Perkins. And the other thing you're noticing right away, too, we're not going to have to worry about a shot clock here.
No.
These teams have absolutely no idea what 30 seconds would take off of a clock. It's not going to happen very often.
Trey Leach, first shot is good. Second shot is also good. Free throw percentage going up as the year goes on for Trey Leach.
Remember, he was in the high 30s at one point. Now he's up over the Mendoza line at 51%.
Middletown with a kick ball on an attempted pass. Johnstown to inbound again. 4-1 is the score. Middletown over Johnstown. Trojans with the basketball. Keon Goss back out to Price in the front court on the left side. Gets it back to Keon Goss, almost stolen away by Leach, but Goss gets the three-pointer up and good. That's because Leach overcommitted, went for the steal. We're tied at four.
Well, and Middletown's encouraging that. That's the 34th three of the season for Keon Goss.
Marakovic, top of the key. He is double-teamed. Price tries to steal it away. It's a loose ball on the floor, picked up. Up the court to Fields, and Leach tries to save it from going out of bounds. He tipped it away. It's going to be Johnstown basketball.
You've got a lot of quick hands on both sides. You always have to be attentive, and Marakovic just took his eyes off the prize for just a moment. That was enough time for Johnstown to reach in.
And now pass to Price for three. It's good from the right wing. Back-to-back three-pointers for the Trojans, and they lead it 7-4.
And for Price, he's the leading three-point shooter on the team, 38 now for the season for him.
A little over five minutes to play in the quarter. 7-4, Johnstown. Here's Hughes, gutting down the lane. No good. Rebound, Jamal Goss. We'll get it up court to Perkins. Cross midcourt. Runs into Hughes. Now stops the dribble. Over to Keon Goss. Goss skips it across. Fields drives in, puts it up, and no good. But we will get the foul against Middletown.
And that's why I said earlier that Mattis picking up a foul early would have been bad, because he's in the middle of that 1-3-1, and you're going to be pressured a lot more in the middle of that defense. And that time they drive right at him. Fields takes it at him, and Mattis reaches down as he is wont to do.
Field, first shot.
Good.
Banks it in. Not sure if he called the bank.
It doesn't matter. No. He's a 34% foul shooter. I don't think he calls anything
at
the line.
Yeah, nobody's calling that in this game.
second shot for Elijah Fields on the way. That is also good. 9-4. Trojans with the lead. Raiders with the basketball. It's Leach in the backcourt. Marakovic, a couple quick passes back and forth between Marakovic and Leach to get it across midcourt against the trap. Marakovic out near center circle. Passes it off to Leach. 4.5 to go in the quarter. 9-4. Trojans lead by 5. Leach bounce pass. Plummer. 15-footer from the wing. That is an air ball. Rebound is by Jamal Goss. Up court to Price. Price driving to the bucket. Mattis swats it away. Ball loose underneath. Mattis picks it up. Gives it to Marakovic. Up court. Leach, 2-on-2 to the bucket himself, and he is going to be swatted by Jamal Goss, but he's going to draw the foul.
And that's Leach, again, recognizing, using his body and taking it right out of a guy who was ready to try to block a shot. And that's number 2 on Goss. Check that. That's number 1 on Goss,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it's 1. Perkins got the other one.
Well, yeah, I somehow wrote Goss down earlier for a different foul.
Well, Leach at the line, first shot is no good.
But that's what Middletown has to do. You've got to attack this team and go right after them. Again, this is not a deep team. Just like Middletown's not an overly deep team. We're going to see bench players from each side. Trayvon Williams, the 6'2 senior, comes in for Johnstown. And for Middletown, Kyle Truesdale will check in if this is a made foul shot.
Second shot from Leach. That's also short. Rebound is by Goss. Keon Goss will bring it up himself. Right wing. Dribbles down to the baseline. Poked away. Marakovic stole it and then gets fouled.
That's Keon Goss. Frustration foul because he lost the ball underneath. Just instinctively tried to reach for it. Leach out. Truesdale in. Third team foul called against Johnstown.
9-4, Johnstown with the lead, Middletown with the basketball. It's Ryan Hughes in the backcourt, skips it across to Marakovic. Now there's going to be a touch foul called out front. Davis Price will get the personal.
And those are fouls that this Johnstown team cannot afford. It is foul number 4, but still one evenly for each of the 4 of the 5 starters. Only one who doesn't have one right now is Elijah Fields.
Raiders get the ball inbounds. No, they don't. It's going to be stolen, but stolen right back. Hughes, Plummer, bucket, off the glass, and good.
Yeah, great job of not giving up on the play. After Plummer couldn't get it, Hughes finds him immediately, takes it right to the rack.
9-6, Johnstown's lead is 3. Price out near midcourt, passes it off across to Tinsley. Here's Keon Goss for 3. That's no good. Rebound underneath, that's Hughes. Trying to dribble it away from the pressure, picks it up, throws it up court to Marakovic. 2-on-1, Marakovic stops, pops, no good. Rebound, Mattis puts it back up and in, right over the shot blocker there for Johnstown.
Where has that Michael Mattis been all season long? That's impressive stuff on the flow.
Keon Goss, bad pass. Truesdale steals it up court. Plummer just can't control it, and it's going to be stolen back away by Tinsley.
He was looking for Plummer to turn and go, and Plummer just wanted to try to catch it. The miscommunication turns it over.
Tinsley controls out near center circle. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. 9-8, Johnstown leads Middletown. Price will just take the three-pointer. Back of the iron, that's no good. Rebound goes out to the wing and is controlled by Johnstown. Williams driving in, lost it, but it goes right to Goss, and he is going to be fouled underneath.
And that's 2 on Mattis. And that's going to force him to the bench, and they were trying to get him there anyways with Kobe Sprecher over there ready to check in, and not quite in time. And now Tyre Mills will also check in for Middletown. Jamal Goss to the line. Goss is a 55% three-point foul shooter.
Pretty good on this team.
Yeah, that's actually one of the top guys out of the starters. So Mattis sits, as does Plummer, with Mills out there with Sprecher, Truesdale, Hughes and Marakovic, the two remaining starters on the floor for Middletown with 2:43 left to go in the first.
First one was no good. Second one is good for Jamal Gauss. 10-8 is the score. Substitutes check in. And Middletown will bring it up against the 2-1-2 again. Hughes. Cross court to Marakovic. Back across to Hughes. Back across to Marakovic. Crosses the timeline. Double team. Passes it back to Hughes. Hughes, top of the key, going down the lane, puts it up and gets fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two.
You're not going to have any uncontested layups in this game when you're coming from that far out. And Perkins made sure of it, but he also picks up his second personal foul. So Perkins had not scored yet to this point, and the guy who averages 10 points and 7.5 rebounds has already picked up a couple here in the first quarter.
Hughes' first shot is good. First point of the game for Ryan Hughes. 10-9, Raiders lead, or Raiders trail by one.
Good omen for Middletown. The Middle Tennessee State Blue Raiders won earlier today against Minnesota in the NCAA tournament. Can the Blue Raiders of Middletown make it 2-for-2 on the day for Blue Raider teams?
Hughes makes the second one as well, and Truesdale's going to tip the ball, and it misdirected it, and it went off of Price out of bounds, so Middletown's going to get the ball back.
That's the hustle play that you look for every time out of Truesdale. That's what he brings you on the floor. A lot of energy, a lot of hustle, and just as annoying when he gets in passing lanes.
Hughes in the backcourt, cross-court to Marakovich, back across to Hughes. That's the way Middletown's trying to neutralize this pressure. Sprecher, bounce pass back to Marakovich. Marakovich over to Hughes. Hughes drives in from the wing, kicks it back out. Mills open for three. He'll take it. He got it. 13-10. Raiders lead by three.
How good does that feel for Tyre Mills also? And you heard a little bit extra oomph from the student section. Very popular guy on this team. Big make for him.
Price down to field. Surrounded. Had it tipped from behind. Marakovich had it for a second, but can only tip it in front. And Tinsley runs it down over to Williams. He'll drive baseline. Williams, or rather Truesdale, strips it away, and then he gets tackled to the floor. That's going to be Perkins.
And that's three on him. And that's a mistake from Rich Price because he left one of his star players in the game that long. And that will be a quick hook for him after the third personal foul against Perkins, not to be seen most likely again for the rest of this first half with a minute 37 left to go in the first quarter.
Now, Truesdale was nice. He got his hands in there. He got the possession, which knocked the ball loose, which caused the foul in the end.
For the Raiders with the basketball, Hughes goes back across to Leach on the right side. Leach into the front court. Approaches the wing, now circles back. He's double-teamed. Pass off to Hughes. Foul line. Puts it off the glass. That's no good. Rebound underneath by Jamal Goss. Up court. Williams will take it right to the bucket. Leach pokes it away. Sprecher picks it up. Going to be Truesdale. Now Leach across midcourt.
And a clean strip from Leach, and a great job by him.
Sprecher going to the bucket. Reverse layup. Oh, it's in and out. Rebound was made by Goss. That would have been highlight reel material
there. If that went in, he would have talked about that. That shot would have gotten even more exciting as the years went on.
Shot on the baseline by Simon is no good. Rebound by Middletown. It's Hughes. And he will slow it down a little bit. Up court to Leach. 45 seconds to play in the first quarter. 13-10, Middletown leads Johnstown. Bounce pass to Mills in the corner. Back out front. Hughes open for three. It's good. Ryan Hughes with five. It's 16-10, Middletown.
Johnstown getting frustrated, too, because they've had some empty trips, and Middletown starting to feel a little bit more comfortable and getting some swag.
Tinsley double team, bad pass. Hughes steal Mills to the bucket, and he lost it, but gets it back. Tries to pass it off. It's going to be stolen away by Price. Price bringing it down. Two on two against Hughes. Gets around him underneath. Up and good.
A big bucket for Johnstown. Still one more chance here in the first quarter for Middletown.
Leach brings it down. 4 seconds. Over to Hughes. Long three at the buzzer. No. Off the front of the rim. No good. Woo! We'll take timeout. Our score after one quarter. Middletown 16. Johnstown 12. Back after this on the Baker Finger Binder Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports Network.
JD's Junction is a proud Middletown Blue Raider sponsor. JD's Junction, located on Mill Street across from the train station, Joe and his staff is serving up lunch and dinner daily, made fresh, like sandwiches, soups, steaks, and seafood. You can also dine outside on their patio. Monday night is trivia night. Wednesday night is all-you-can-eat wing night. Takeout is available at 616-8952. That's JD's Junction in Middletown.
Gingrich Memorials in Middletown is proud to support Blue Raider athletics and academics. The Gingrich family have been in business since 1921. They have their own art staff and in-house laser that can etch photographs or images onto granite. They also do statues, head markers, vases, benches, and monuments. Gingrich Memorials wish the Blue Raiders good luck during the season.
to Chambersburg High School Gymnasium. Get the oxygen. It's going to be that pace of this whole game.
That's up to you, man. This is basketball 10 about when you got two teams that get after it. And I think the big key, we were talking about the defense of Johnstown coming in. It was the defense of Middletown coming out in the 1-3-1, trapping out of it and really being aggressive, forced a lot of turnovers there. It turned into buckets at the other end.
Middletown with the basketball to start the quarter. Marakovich corner three off the top of the backboard. Sprecher gets the rebound and gets it out to Mills. It just caught the corner of the top of the glass. Mills, top of the key, trying to drive. Bounce pass into Sprecher, out Plummer for three, in and out. Rebound is by Jamal Goss. Quickly up court, Keon Goss, right wing, steps inside the arc, kicks it back out. That's Tinsley. His pass going to be stolen away by Mills.
Yeah, he wanted to throw it, pump faked on it. The ball slipped out of his hands, and Mills was right underneath to steal it.
Mills with the basketball. Plummer, left elbow. Comes over to Leach, left wing, top of the key. Mills, driving down the lane, dumps it off. Sprecher to the bucket, no good. Rebound is going to be by Jamal Goss.
Sprecher was so concerned. I don't know why. He's a 20% foul shooter. He's more looking for a little bit of contact instead of trying to just finish off the layup.
Tinsley, cross court. That is to Fields. Down in the corner, Keon Goss back to Fields. Drives in from the wing, poked away by Sprecher, but in the hands of Price, who drives along the baseline and is going to get fouled.
Now, the over-under on minutes that it took Kobe Sprecher to pick up a foul, definitely the over tonight. I think he's been in the game for about 4 minutes or so before picking one up. And that one, he was sort of trying to get out of the way, but sort of not exactly getting out of the way of Price as he went in. He was trying to be a barrier without actually getting called for the foul, and the officials didn't buy it.
First shot at the line is no good.
And Price is one of those rare individuals. Tavis Price, a 56% foul shooter, and a coach's son.
Yeah.
Possibly one of the lowest foul shooting percentages I've ever seen from a coach's son at the high school level.
Second shot, also no good. Mills gets the rebound. And the Raiders possess up court. Hughes, left wing, dribbles down towards the baseline. To the bucket, off the glass, too short. Rebound is by Keon Goss.
He's probably looking at how did I miss that one.
Up court, and that is going to be falling to the floor is Simon. That was a late whistle on that.
But it was the right call because Hughes reaching in, leaned the knee into him, threw him off balance. That's two against Ryan. They're going to keep him out there. But he's got to be smart, and he's in the middle of that 1-3-1, which is a dangerous place to be with two personal fouls.
Price on the right wing. Dumps it down into the corner. Keon Goss back out to Price. Around it goes. Here is Simon for three. That's no good. Rebound by Price. He'll have it in the paint. Back out. Simon thought about it. Fields. Jamal Goss. Elbow into the paint. Hughes can't really defend, but he shoots it over him. No good. Rebound goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Middletown balls. Fields knocks it out of bounds.
If I'm Coach Rich Price at this point, I know that the leading scorer of the opposing team has two personal fouls, and he's in the middle of a 1-3-1 zone. I'm calling timeout just to alert my players, especially my big strong guys on the inside. Take it right at him.
There's Mills behind the back pass into the corner. Hughes for three. It's good.
Woo! Little razzle-dazzle.
19-12, Raiders by 7, their biggest lead of the game. Down to Price. Right wing, he's double-teamed. They pass it back out to Fields. Fields goes over to Simon. Ball goes through his legs. He has to go back towards center circle to pick it up. Top of the key, now over to Fields. Fields, and he is going to draw a hand check foul against Trey Leach.
Team foul number 6. Both teams shooting foul shots. The next time, either one of them fouls. Just the first on Leach. Middletown has sneakily pulled away to a 7-point lead. Johnstown, a team that not overly selective. They see a 3-point shot. They want to take it.
Fields, Simon tries to dish it off to Goss underneath. Tries a shot. No good. Rebound. And barreling down the lane is going to be Jamal Goss, and he is going to be fouled by Mills.
Should be just the first on Mills, the team's 7th. And here's the issue with the 1-3-1. It's a defense that's very good at creating turnovers. It's also a defense that many times can force a team into areas of the floor they are not as comfortable shooting from. The drawback most of the time is sometimes it's difficult to rebound out of this defense. We saw that at times against Lancaster Catholic in the district championship game, and here against a team with some big, strong boys, especially Jamal Goss.
First shot is good. Second shot, no good, but the rebound controlled by Johnstown over in the corner. Simon. Simon comes back out to Fields, right wing. Fields dribbles in from the wing, now kicks it over to Simon again. Simon inside the arc, back out front to Price. They'll reset the offense. Five to play in the first half. 19-13, Middletown. Price, bad pass. Hughes saw it coming, but couldn't knock it away far enough. Price gets it, going to the bucket, no good. Rebound by Middletown. Hughes, up court. Plummer to the bucket, up and rolls around once, no good. Rebound is by Jamal Goss.
That's about three chippies in this game now. Middletown has just been unfortunate on.
Simon in rhythm, three-pointer. It is good from the left wing. 19-16, cuts the Middletown lead in half.
And that's what he's in there for, a six-foot junior who, pretty good sharpshooter from outside the arc.
Hughes trying to hit Mills underneath, but Mills was going the other direction. And it goes out of bounds. It'll be Johnstown ball.
Communication not good there. I think this is a good time to get a timeout, or at least to get things calmed down. Truesdale replaces Mills right now for Middletown. They continue to extend this 1-3-1 all the way to full court now.
Into the front court, and it's stolen away. Plummer going to the bucket, and it's going to be knocked away from behind by Elijah Fields.
Great job by Fields of recovering after Leach picked his pocket. One of the advantages of having Plummer, his size, his length out in front, the 1-3-1, affects a lot of passes, but he also gets up the floor quickly on the fast break. He was out looking to run on that one, and Fields was able to recover in time.
Raiders inbound from underneath the Johnstown basket, and we've got a foul called away.
This is Price going to pick up number two, holding Truesdale.
Yep, it is correct, and that's going to send Kyle Truesdale to the line. He's 49% on the season.
Not a ton of chances there, but at the same time, you make one out of two. If you make the first one, at least you get a second one.
Second or first free throw is up and good. 20-16, Middletown.
And with the foul shooters sometimes that are not as accurate, sometimes you get those long caroms that you get offensive boards on.
Second one on the way. It is also good.
Not necessary. Truesdale hits a pair. Middletown now leads by five.
21-16. Johnstown with the basketball. Into the front court. It is Simon. Simon to the right wing. Down in the corner. Price quickly double team. Back out. Simon open for three. He'll take it off the side of the rim. No good. Rebound. Truesdale had the position, but somehow it gets to Price. And Hughes will get the rebound on the second attempt. Down court. Marakovic. Baseline, kicks it back out to Hughes, travels in from the wing, and he's going to be fouled out front.
That's three on Price.
Three on Price.
And that was a really cheap one on Price. I got to admit, folks, Tavis Price doesn't understand it, and I would be one in agreement on that one. That's a really tough foul call to pick up number three. And now Price and Birkins sitting on the Johnstown bench with three personal fouls with 3:44 left to go on a team that pretty much goes about eight deep, and that's being generous.
Now, on the reverse side of the court, when Truesdale was down there, he was getting in with Goss, and he had his hands up where the 6'5 senior had his hands.
It's going to be Ryan Hughes at the line for the Raiders. He has 8 points, 2 3-point buckets, and 2 shots at the stripe. He evens that up with 3 shots at the stripe now as he makes the first one, 22-16. Raider lead back at 6.
And Hughes has been his usual consistent self in the playoff. 21, 16, 17, 20 points in the playoff games, district and state so far.
Second shot, also good. 23-16, Raider lead is 7. Tinsley in the backcourt. Going to be harassed by Plummer. Keon Goss across midcourt. Back over to Tinsley. Tinsley, Jamal Goss, Keon Goss, top of the key, drives in, puts it up, no good. Rebound, Mattis had it momentarily. Now tips it over to Leach. Leach on the run, up court, Hughes to the bucket, up, no good. Rebound, Leach gets it, but Hughes tries to save it from going out of bounds, but he was laying on the end line. It'll be Johnstown ball.
Yeah, Hughes had an opportunity there. I think he's a little frustrated with himself, I also think he's a little bit gassed. But with Mattis back, and again, even though with his two personal fouls, you can switch Hughes back to the wing where he's a little less vulnerable.
Foul going to be caught on Middletown as Tinsley splits a double team. We'll see which way this goes. Plummer, first foul for him.
But it will be Tinsley to the line where he is a 56% foul shooter, which is right around the team average.
A little higher than the team average. Team average is 51% at the strike. First shot, no good. Rebound by Mattis. Middletown will control. Raiders lead by 7. 3 minutes to play in the first half. Hughes on the wing, out top of the key. Truesdale. Truesdale cross to Mattis at the elbow. Leach, elbow other side to the bucket. Shot is going to be blocked by Keon Goss.
Oh, he just waited for Leach and measured him up. Two-hand block.
Bring it at the other end. Mattis gets a block at the other end on Williams. Here comes Leach the other way for Middletown. Leach, top of the key, 1-on-3. He'll go himself. No good. Rebound by Tinsley. Here comes the Trojans. Tinsley fires it over. Williams will try the three. That's no good. Here's the rebound. Some of the quick release.
They
almost expected it.
Well, he looked like he wanted to go long, and Plummer really wanted the basketball. Probably could have done it, but Middletown wanted a timeout, and I think it's a good one to catch their breath.
Full timeout. We'll step out as well. 2:18 left to play in the first half. It's Middletown 23, Johnstown 16 back after this on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports Network.
The number one station for high school sports coverage in Central PA is WMSS Middletown. Super 91.
On Thursday, March 16th, from 9:15 a.m. until 12:15 p.m., the Middletown Home will be a host site for AARP as they do 2016 income tax returns. This is a free service, but you must call the Middletown Home and reserve a spot. Appointments are available by calling 944-3351. That's 944-3351 at the Middletown Home.
With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories does embroidery, heat press, screen printing, and vinyl. They're your home for your school and sports spirit wear. Whether it's a team, group, business, or personal need, no order is too small. With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories is located at 301 North Union Street in Middletown. Their number is 388-1948. With kids in mind, for the kid in all of us.
Raiders with the basketball out of the timeout. 23-16, Middletown with the lead. Rakovich has the top of the key over to Mattis. Mattis bounce pass, looking in for Hughes. Spins to the bucket. No good. Rebound by Jamal Goss. We'll get it to Tinsley, who will bring it up the floor against Mills. 2 minutes to play in the half. Raiders by 7. Tinsley, Jamal Goss out front. Over to Tinsley on the right side. Approaches the wing. Jamal Goss down the lane. Will put it up. No good. Rebound by Mattis. Good defense there by Truesdale to hold his ground.
I really thought that Goss even walked on the way in. They didn't call it, but he still missed the shot.
Hughes on the right wing. Gets a screen from Mattis. Three-pointer. No good. Rebound. Going to be controlled by Keon Goss. He'll bring it down himself. Bounce pass too far in front for Williams. Has to throw it back out. Mattis gets it. Gets in the way enough so that Simon has to go out of bounds to try to save it, and he stepped out of bounds and then tried to save it.
Michael Mattis has chosen the correct time, the best time to play his best basketball this season. He right now is playing at both ends of the floor, but especially the defensive end. Three blocks already in this game and is affecting things in the passing lane, not just the big guy on the inside, but also playing the perimeter D.
Rakovich to the elbow, out to Hughes, open for three. He'll take it, no good, but he is going to get plowed into, and it's going to be three shots at the line for Ryan Hughes.
Big mistake from Keevon Goss as he picks up his second personal foul. As Hughes was in the act of shooting. Let's see how many they give it.
Should be three.
I don't know. I thought they were saying two, Steve.
The official over there said 1, 2, 3.
Guess what?
Maybe not.
No, they changed their mind on it. It was a 1-1 because it was on the rebound they had decided at the end. He still makes the front end. Truesdale out, Plummer back in for the last 108.
Hughes makes the first, gets the second. He's on the way. Also good. Hughes 6 for 6 at the stripe. 25-16, Raider lead is 9. That, I believe, is the biggest that the Raiders have had it. Cross midcourt, Keon Gauss back out to Tinsley. Now in the corner is Williams. Back out, Tinsley, foul line, comes over to Simon, corner, drives baseline, Keon Gauss, and he's going to be called for the travel.
Yep. Good defense from middle. And this 1-3-1, Johnstown is not adjusted to it. And with Tavis Price out of the game, who is a key ball handler as Johnstown calls timeout, it is very apparent right now that that has been a problem.
Quick timeout. We'll step out as well. 46 seconds to play in the first half. It's Middletown 25, Johnstown 16. Back after this on the Fager Pink and Biden Funeral Home, Blue Raider Sports Network.
J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant of Middletown is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant is open for lunch and dinner daily, a late night bite or carry out. Pizza, subs, strombolis, salads, burgers or fries, it's J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant, East Main Street in Middletown, 944-1313.
Six seconds left to play in the first half. Middletown leads Johnstown 25-16.
Dangerous time here, too, for Johnstown. You don't want to go down by double digits here, as Middletown has really put a little bit of a move on them at the end of this first half.
You know, this game goes to the PAA quarterfinals or the Western semifinal, however you want to look at it on Saturday. Plummer, cross midcourt, goes over to Marakovich. 35 seconds to play. Middletown will see if they try to hold on to the ball here. Looks like they will. If Hughes out, being harassed by Williams now, back near center circle. Breaks the pressure with a dribble. Madison, the front court.
And this is the guy you should be chasing, and they're not. And that's because he's got Jamal Goss on him.
Back to Mills. Mills, 13 seconds. Marakovich, 10 seconds to go in the half. Marakovich with the dribble. Drives to the elbow. Madison. Kicks it over to Plummer in the corner for three. It's good! Chris Plummer with his first three-pointer of the ball game, and that will take us to halftime. We'll step out our score at the half. It's Middletown 28, Johnstown 16. Back with a halftime show after this on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports Network.
Solving problems, pushing boundaries, creating solutions. It's what we've been doing for 30 years and what continues to make us different every day. We are DHL Supply Chain, formerly XL. DHL Supply Chain designs and implements innovative contract logistics solutions for market-leading companies in a wide range of industries. We develop and sustain partnerships that deliver true value and thought leadership to make your business more competitive. We're DHL Supply Chain.
Tim Clouser of RE/MAX Realty Select is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. Serving the Middletown area for over 30 years, Tim knows how to move Middletown properties. Thinking of buying or selling, Tim Clouser and RE/MAX Realty Select, located at 250 East Park Drive near the Home Depot, can handle all of your real estate needs. That's Tim Clouser and RE/MAX Realty Select at 526-4300 or online at timclouser.com. Giant Food Stores would like to congratulate the Blue Raiders on a great season. Also, congratulations to the band, cheerleaders, WMSS, and everyone who made this season a success. Great job, Middletown, from your friends at Giant Foods. C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping can handle all of your lawn care needs. They do mowing, landscaping, full tree service, snow removal, and so much more. And they're now accepting new commercial and residential customers for next year. C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping. Anything under the sun can be done. That's C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping. 982-0701. That's 982-0701. PA 853-972. Middletown Swim Club, a proud supporter of Middletown Athletics, is accepting new memberships for its 2017 season. Across from the Middletown Area High School and complete with two diving boards, a giant slide, a pavilion to host parties and events, a large green space, and so much more, the Middletown Swim Club is the perfect place for members to make memories with friends and families. Their number is 944-4235. Leave a message and get more information about becoming a member of a Middletown Swim Club.
Vastine's Auto Service of Middletown is a proud supporter of Blue Raider Athletics.
Bastien's does minor engine repair, brake work, exhaust systems, tune-ups, electrical troubleshooting, general automotive repair, and emissions testing. Don, Tim, and Ray get the job done right the first time. Bastien's Auto Service of Oak Hill Drive in Middletown, open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 5:30 p.m.
Welcome back to Chambersburg High School Gymnasiums. See Lee, Brian Kaiser, Tim Neville. Aaron Schiff's keeping us on the air back at WMSS Studios in Middletown. Good first half for Middletown as they lead by a dozen here in halftime, 28-16 in what has been, and as expected, up-tempo first half.
Up-tempo, I mean, I think a lot of people, when they think up-tempo, they think high scoring. I usually do also. But this game, even though it's been up-tempo, the key's been defense in the first half. And a great job by Coach Sattel and his staff deciding upon the 1-3-1, bring it back for a team that you know that they're willing to take outside jumpers, whether they're a great shooting team or not, which they're not from the outside. So they came out tonight in Middletown, coming down the 1-3-1. They extended. They got some turnovers off it. Also enticed Greater Johnstown to shoot some three balls that probably were ill-advised in terms of what they wanted to do. They got in foul trouble, too. And that's one of the big keys of this first half. Darian Birkins, who's a guy who's the second leading scorer of this team and the leading rebounder of this squad, picks up three fouls in the first quarter. And as a result, we haven't seen him since about the one-and-a-half-minute mark of that first quarter play. And then Tavis Price, a really cheap third foul that he picked up on Brian Hughes as he drove to the bucket there late in the second quarter, but still a third foul nonetheless. And when you're not as deep, sometimes you have to roll the dice with a guy who has two fouls out there on the floor. Johnstown did it with two guys, lost both times, and both those guys are in foul trouble. Things looking good right now for Middletown. I think the biggest question is going to be, how does Johnstown adjust to the 1-3-1 that Middletown's come out here? Because Middletown has been prepared for the 2-1-2 full court press that Johnstown's thrown at them, as we said in the pregame. If you don't score, very difficult to set up press. Johnstown only 16 points in that first half of basketball. We haven't seen the press a lot as a result.
And one of the things that can get somebody out of a 1-3-1 defense, as Lancaster Catholic could do, they had three-point shooters.
Yeah,
this Johnstown team really struggles.
They
there.
Do not.
26% on the year.
Right.
And they've attempted 449 of them.
They take the shots, and that's why you want this team to take three-point shots.
Yeah.
And if they hit some from the outside, you look in the back of your mind and go, statistically, they're going to miss a bunch more. So even if they make a couple, you have to stay the course. And they had a couple makes in the first half. Goss hit one. Simon hit one. Price hit one. And that's 9 of their 16 points. They have made 1 2-point basket in the entire first half of play. And this is a team that honestly has a size advantage that against the 1-3-1, they should be using, they should be attacking, especially when Ryan Hughes picked up his second personal foul and they switched him to the middle of the 1-3-1. They did not adjust at all, did not recognize, did not attack him with any dribble penetration. And credit Ryan for staying out of foul trouble, but still, they were able to pull that away. And that's actually where Middletown extended their lead and were able to take this lead at the half. Middletown led by Ryan Hughes, 12 points, 7 points for Chris Plummer, 3 for Tyre Mills, who has been definitely spirited since entering the game as a substitute. 2 points for Kyle Truesdale off the bench, Trey Leach and Michael Mattis both with a couple points each as well in the first half. For a Greater Johnstown, they're led in the first half by Tavis Price's 5 points, 3 points each for Keon Goss, Jamal Goss, and Gerald Simon. Birkins with no points in the first half, who averages 10 per game usually, and Elijah Fields with 2 points. For Middletown, Luke Marakovich has not scored yet in this game, but he's been more of a factor in terms of the other things that he's doing, leading some of the defensive effort for Middletown, getting in passing lanes and making some good assists. So for Middletown right now, they outscored Greater Johnstown by a 12-4 count there in that second quarter. One more quarter like that can pretty much ice this game.
All right, we're going to take another timeout. When we come back, we'll have the start of the second half. Again, it is Middletown 28, Johnstown 16. Back after this on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raiders Sports Network.
The 230 Cafe in Heisbach congratulates Steele High and Middletown on a great season. The 230 Cafe is under the ownership of Shelby and Nate Wrights. Their menu features numerous items for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with daily homemade specials and desserts. The 230 Cafe is open weekdays from 6 a.m. until 7:30 p.m., Saturdays from 6 a.m. until 2 p.m., and Sundays from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Located at the corner of Ann and 2nd Streets in Heisbach, their number is 939-9223. That's the 230 Cafe.
Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop is located at the Midtown Plaza, and they're a Hallmark Gold Crown store. They have 4,800 square feet of carts, collectibles, Yankee candles and gifts, and their pharmacy with people you know and trust, like Brian, Nate, or Deb. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 8, Saturdays, 9 to 5. That's the Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop. Proud Blue Raider sponsors.
The Hetrick Center, proudly serving Middletown since 1979. Specializing in musculoskeletal and neurological conditions, the Hetrick Center has chiropractic, physical therapy, aquatic therapy, and massage from a team of non-surgical specialists collaborating for the patient's benefit. They accept most major insurances, and they're home of the HydroWorks aquatic therapy pools. They have offices in Mechanicsburg, Mount Joy, Harrisburg, and Middletown. The Hetrick Center, moving you in the right direction.
Seven Sorrows Athletic Association is a proud supporter of Middletown Area High School Athletics. Seven Sorrows offers a variety of sports programs to the youth of our community, including football, cheerleading, boys and girls basketball, and boys and girls track. The Seven Sorrows Athletic Association would like to wish the Blue Raider boys and girls basketball teams good luck as they make their district and state playoff runs. Go Raiders!
TJ's Automatic Car Wash is scratchless because it's touchless. TJ's has two automatic car wash bays, and for you do-it-yourselfers, TJ's has three self-service bays with countdown timers. For professional car care products and cleaning advice, it's TJ's Car Wash, 510 North Progress Avenue, just south of Susquehanna Township High School. TJ's Car Wash is a proud supporter of Central Pennsylvania Athletics and Academics.
Third quarter about set to get underway here from Chambersburg High School. 28-16, Middletown leads Greater Johnstown. Winner of this game will advance into the PIAA quarterfinals on Saturday against either Quaker Valley or Grove City. Quaker Valley, the Whippio runner-up. Grove City, the District 10 runner-up. Quaker Valley would be the favorite in that game. That was an 8 o'clock start time. Johnstown with the basketball. Here is Gauss down low, and it's good for Jamal Gauss to start the second half.
That's what they should have been doing in the entire first half. That's attacking the backside of the 1-3-1. They do that right away to start the second half and get an easy bucket.
Rakovic dribbles, mid-range jumper. That's short. Hughes goes up, gets the rebound along the baseline, has to pass it back out. Leach out front. Raiders will reset. Here's Leach going down the lane to the bucket. That's going to be blocked. No good. Rebound is by Birkin.
No, it wasn't blocked, but he just missed it that bad because he was worried about the block.
Yeah. Price, open for three, thought about it, doesn't take it, goes over to Fields' left side. Back over Keon Goss, he'll drive to the baseline on the right side, spins into trouble, loose ball, Mattis picks it up court. Plummer will stop, pulls the trigger from downtown, no good. Ill-advised three there from Plummer.
Big time.
Rebound by Johnstown. Plummer knocks it away. Price saves it from going out of bounds. Now Price is trapped. Gets it over to Fields. Fields top of the key. Foul line over to Keon Goss. He'll try the three. That is ugly. In and out. Rebound by Plummer.
The scary part is it almost went in, but a horrible looking shot from Keon Goss.
Hughes driving, and he gets squeezed off and body checked to the floor.
Well, apparently Darian Birkins doesn't want to play today because that was a physical foul. And that is number four. And when you have three personal fouls, and you foul somebody like that for number four early in the third quarter after not playing, I'm not even sure what you're thinking, but the bigger problem is you probably aren't.
The bounce pass right to Mattis, right underneath, and he puts it up and in. Easy bucket, Johnstown sleeping.
Nothing more frustrating for a team who's already struggling in terms of that end of the floor than to give one up like that.
30-18 Raiders. Here is Keon Goss, another long three. That's no good. And rebound. We're going to have a foul call. Is that Birkins?
He's gone.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, no, 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 no.
It's going to be Leach. Him and Birkins underneath the net were getting back and forth at it, pushing and shoving, and Leach is the one who gets called for the foul.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I thought it was Birkins because he was out of position flying across the lane.
And Middletown thought it was, too.
Yeah.
Ryan Hughes was already going over to take the inbounds.
Inbounds pass goes into the corner. Fields, right side, baseline jumper. That's short. Rebound is going to be Hughes. Runs it down on the baseline on the left. Brings it up the court himself. Crosses midcourt. Three on three. Right to the bucket. Up, no good. Mattis, the rebound. Misses the chippy, but the rebound goes out to Marakovic and out to Leach at center circle. 2 minutes into the second half here, 30-18, Raiders lead by 12. Leach cross court to Marakovic. Now it's Hughes, left elbow. Hughes holds, Leach, left wing, Marakovic off the screen, top of the key, over to Hughes, open for three, he'll take it, it's good. Great pointer for Ryan Hughes, his third one of the night. It's 33-18, Middletown, and a timeout.
And the thing that's crazy is, Birkins not only picked up his fourth foul, he's still in the game. He's on Hughes one-on-one. He can't go out and guard aggressively. Hughes popped the three over top.
Timeout on the floor. We'll step out as well. 5:37 left to play third quarter. It's Middletown 33, Johnstown 18. Back after this on the Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home, Blue Raider Sports Network.
Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory is a Middletown resident-owned funeral home. Melvin Fager Jr. and Travis Finkenbinder, along with Supervisor Bethany Moley, are using technology to better serve you and your family during a time of bereavement. They can also assist with pre-planning to protect your family from unnecessary burdens. Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory. Keeping it local, respectful, and affordable. Fager Finkenbinder, not just another funeral home.
.37 on the play, third quarter. Middletown leading Greater Johnstown 33-18. As the Trojans need to take a timeout to discuss some things as Middletown has opened up to its biggest lead of the game at 15.
I'll be honest with you, Steve. I'm not even sure what Coach Rich Price is even thinking right now for Greater Johnstown, because he had Birkins out there with four personal fouls. Didn't make a move to get him out of the game. Hughes actually, when he took the fast break, he had Marakovic open, but I think he took it right at Birkins to try to pick up number five. There was a lot of contact, but there was no call on the play. But finally, Birkins just had to lag off, and they had to call a timeout pretty much to get him out of the game so they could put somebody who could defend.
Fields gets it into Jamal Gauss, and he misses the bunny underneath, and it goes out of bounds off of him.
Middletown's missed several of those also in this game, too. That's pretty much one of the first ones that Johnstown's missed.
You get a lot of those when you have a breakneck speed of a game, as we have here. Here's Marakovic dribbling in from the left wing underneath. Leach just couldn't control it. Too far in front of him, and he knocks it out of bounds.
Regardless of who wins this game, it's Quaker Valley who's next as expected. The level of play has to be improved by either one of these teams. It's a very good Quaker Valley team.
Jamal Gauss. Keon Gauss on the right wing. Double team there. Bad pass. Mattis steals it away. Up court. Plummer to the bucket. And it is going to be a foul on Keon Gauss. His third.
And the length of Plummer at the top end of the 1-3-1. The adjustments at halftime that were made from Greater Johnstown was pretty much come out with a set play to go down low in the second half and then just ignore that because they haven't bothered going back to it and getting passes just very lazily picked off out front by the long arms of Plummer.
Plummer, first shot is good. 34-18. Raiders have been good at the line here tonight. 11 of 13.
Maybe cold outside, but the Raiders hot from the line inside.
Plummer gets one more.
Maybe all they needed was it just to start feeling and looking like winner.
Yeah. Second shot is no good. Rebound by Johnstown. Quickly up the floor. Simon circles around, goes to the foul line, passes across. Williams gets it mid-block jumper. That is short. Rebound is going to be out of bounds off of Johnstown.
I hate to say it this way, but this was a perfect matchup for Middletown in this round. You got a team that likes to play the tempo you do, but it does not shoot very well. You come out and force some turnovers, you're probably going to be in some good situations.
Mills, top of the key, kicks it over. Plummer, corner, three-pointer on the way. Bullseye for Chris Plummer. He's got 11, and the Raiders' lead is up to 19, 37-18.
Dribble penetration from Mills. Raider Johnstown just doesn't even go out and bother with Plummer. The rainbow follows.
Price, Jamal Gauss now back to Price. He'll take the deep three. That is good.
Probably the one guy on this team that you worry about from outside the arc, because he has an odd set shot, but when he gets a chance to set it.
Hughes almost backcourt, now loses it anyway. Lost it with the dribble and ends up touching the sideline.
By the definition of with backcourt, that should have been called backcourt. Hughes left his feet, did not establish in the front court, and caught the ball in the front court. But by the definitions being used by backcourt, they blew that one, and Hughes did him a favor by turning it over anyways.
Tinsley in the backcourt. Pressured by Plummer, goes over the right side. Now it's Price circling around. It looked like he took a step, but Tinsley will take a deep three. That's off the front of the iron. No good. Price gets the rebound. They'll run it down. Gets it back to Tinsley. Cross to Williams. Williams, left wing, thought about it. Has it over to Price in the corner. Right side, dribbling in from there. Finger roll, off the glass, and good. Davis Price with a couple of big buckets there for Johnstown. Trying to get him back in at 37-23.
His first guy in double digits with 10 now. And the coach's son trying to single-handedly get his team going.
Mills trapped. Now gets it to Plummer. Now he's trapped along the sideline. Gets it to Hughes. Elbow. Looking inside. Finger roll no good. Strecker the rebound. Puts it back up. Too strong. Rebound by Williams. He'll dribble out of the pressure. Gets it to Tinsley. Cross midcourt for Johnstown. Here comes Williams in from the left wing. Into the paint, kicks it back out. Simon, three-pointer, back of the iron. Price the rebound to the bucket, and he gets back. Guessing it's Mills.
Sure looked like it.
Yeah.
That is second. Mattis will check back in. Second team foul against Middletown here in the second half. Price shooting foul shots directly into the Middletown student section that's behind. Let's be honest. I don't think it matters who's behind with the shooting of Greater Johnstown from the line. A team that shoots 51% from the line overall. It doesn't matter who you throw in front of him.
First shot was good. Second shot, no good. Mattis the rebound. And it will be safe from going out of bounds by Marakovic. Middletown able to retain possession. Mills, bounce pass over to Hughes, almost lost it. Hughes across midcourt, slowing things down here with 2:30 to play in the quarter. Raiders lead by 13, 37-24. Mattis at the elbow. Marakovic, other elbow. Jumper, got it. First bucket of the game for Marakovic. It's 39-24.
You know what? He hasn't forced it either. He's waited for the game to come to him. He's played very controlled basketball.
Price on the right wing for Johnstown. Down to draw to the Jamal Gauss to the bucket, up and good. 39-26. The Raider lead is 13.
He's not recognized. That's their all game long against 1-3-1, and he just hasn't attacked it.
Hughes cross court to Marakovic. One thing that's been a non-factor is the 2-on-2 trap.
Oh, has not been a factor at all in this game.
And Mills just gets it poked away and stolen. Good play by Tinsley. He's got pressure from behind. It's going to be Truesdale on one side, Mills on the other to pick up the foul.
Take your pick, but I think they're going to get Mills.
And Truesdale, who came from out of nowhere, down in the corner, all the way up, and was side by side as they were coming down the across the half line.
It's frustration more than anything for Mills because he had it poked away and lost it. The Johnstown inbound here, 1:45 to go in the third. 39-26, Raiders by 13. Bounce pass into Jamal Goss. Baseline attempt, no good. Rebound by Leach, finally, for Middletown. Leach will run it up the floor himself. 4-2, Leach going right to the bucket, and he's going to draw a foul.
It's what you do right now. I mean, you're in transition. You got bodies in the lane. Nobody really set up. You know, if you take it on the inside, there's a good chance there's going to be a foul, and a lot of players on Johnstown have personal foul trouble. So, hey, take it inside, even though it picks it up against Tinsley, who is its first. There's always that chance you're going to pick up a third or fourth on the key guy.
They lead to the line for a shot, no good.
lost his stroke all of a sudden. He's missed three in a row.
Game's not close enough.
This is January, Trey Leach.
Got to be a close game.
Understood.
Second shot is good.
He's going back to the average.
Hit 3 for 6 at the line. 40-26, Raiders by 14. Johnstown with the basketball. Tinsley cross midcourt. Cross court, Keon Goss. Jamal Goss down in the corner to Price. Back to Tinsley, back to Price in the corner. He'll take the three. It's good. Davis Price, his third three of the game, and he pulls Johnstown within 11.
He's got 14-9 here in the third quarter.
Raiders into the front court. Hughes, and he is going to be fouled. That is going to be Keon Gauss, and that's going to be his fourth foul.
He's frustrated because he felt that Hughes pushed off with the forearm. To be honest, Hughes did have the arm extended a little bit there, but Goss was out of position, so they call him for the foul instead. He has to go to the bench with that foul, and it means Jarrell Simon will check back in.
I think you're going to get Hughes some rest here at the end of the quarter. Inbounds pass goes to Trey Leach in the backcourt. He'll be harassed by Price. Leach with the dribble crosses back into the front court. Bounce pass to Plummer. 50 seconds to go in the third. Middletown by 11. Truesdale in the front court. Over to Mattis. Mattis to Leach. Over to Plummer. Raiders content to shorten the game here with an 11-point lead. Marakovich being harassed. Pass is going to be knocked away by Price, and it goes out of bounds. Price is vehemently arguing the fact that it went off of Leach, but it's Middletown basketball.
His own dad is over there on the sideline. Calm down. We're good. Don't worry about it. Play some D.
Bounce pass. Bad went down into the corner. And it's going to depend. That's going to be Middletown's ball.
That's a bad call. That last hit Marakovich in the head. Yeah, two guys down there. Neither one saw it.
Jamal Gauss was the guy who deflected it.
It's a poor pass, poor decision, and Middletown the beneficiary of a bad call. And that allows them to get Hughes back in the game as they're going to play for one.
Marakovich looks inbounds, and Jamal Gauss knocks it out of bounds. Middletown inbound from underneath the bucket this time.
Remember, Middletown all playoffs long, they have been able to get a lot of easy buckets off of inbound plays.
Inbounds pass to Hughes, misses the easy shot. Gauss with the position on the rebound, and Truesdale commits the foul.
They just continue to inbound, and teams are not reacting very quickly against them. And because of that, that's allowing Middletown to break first. Hughes did everything but make the shot. I mean, honestly, right now, Ryan's got 15, but he should have about 21, 23 points. He makes a couple of chippies on the inside.
Big possession here for Johnstown. They can get a single digits here if they score. Pass across. Simon, left side, will dribble into the lane, and he leans into Hughes, and he's going to draw the third foul on Ryan Hughes.
Could be a big foul. And also begs the question, if you took Hughes out earlier to get him break, why not take him out again after the ball was stopped? They didn't do so, and now Hughes picks up that third foul. He's got to be a little bit more careful going the fourth. Mattis comes in to replace him.
12 seconds in the quarter. Price is going to get it inbounds, throws it deep, and it's going to go into the backcourt. It's going to be Williams who picks it up. Williams, top of the key, going down the lane, through the traffic, to the bucket, and good. 40-31. Middletown with one last minute, 2 seconds left. Marakovich, three long two-pointer at the buzzer. It is good for Luke Marakovich. We'll take timeout. Our score after three, it is Middletown 42, Johnstown 31. Back with the fourth quarter after this on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raiders Sports Network.
The new S&H Screen Printing and Awards, formerly Hughes Awards and Triple S Screen Printing, have combined forces to bring the Middletown area quality and service with their own in-house screen printing, awards, trophies, and promotional products. They have two locations to serve you, 6 West Main Street, Hummelstown, and 3300 East Harrisburg Pike, Middletown. Their number is 944-6680 or 566-0245. That's S&H Screen Printing and Awards. The Middletown Memorial VFW Post 1620 would like to congratulate the Blue Raiders on a great season. The Middletown Memorial VFW Post 1620 is located at 200 Pike Street in Middletown. For more information about joining the VFW Post 1620, you can call 944-3137 or check out VFWPost1620.com. Congratulations, Blue Raiders, from Middletown Memorial VFW Post 1620.
Minutes of basketball left here from Chambersburg High School. Steve Leading, Brian Cox, Tim Neville here with Middletown leading 42-31 as we start the fourth quarter. Raiders with the basketball to start the final frame. Here's Marakovic in the front court. There's Leach. Bounce pass in front of Hughes. Loose ball out front, and it's going to be Johnstown getting it. Price will take the long three-pointer. That's off the front of the rim. No good. Mattis the rebound. Hands it off to Leach right away.
Has a big-time shot from Luke Marakovic, who's made a habit of making some buzzer beaters for Middletown here in the playoffs.
Plumber out near center circle. He'll dribble down the left side of the lane, kicks it over Marakovic for three. Short rebound goes out of bounds off of Marakovic. It rifled right back at him, but couldn't control it.
Johnstown's press, which has been pretty much ineffective in this game, the reason that they do it is to wear teams down. Let's see if it can have the effect that they intend here in this fourth quarter.
Fields down the lane, no good. Rebound is going to be Leach, who comes away with it. Leach is double-teamed in the backcourt, and he's going to be fouled. And it's going to be Williams or Fields.
Somebody's picking up a tech soon because this is a very frustrated Johnstown team. They're feeling like they're getting fouled on the glass, and then when they're reaching in on the press situations, they're picking up personal fouls of their own. Williams was very close, had a very watchful eye from the official to see if he said anything extra after showing frustration. And here comes Darian Birkins, who has played pretty much about 10 minutes of this game so far. The second leading scorer on this team comes in with four fouls.
Raiders with the basketball. Ryan Hughes in the backcourt. Cross-court pass to Marakovic. Advances a little. Cross-court to Hughes. Back over to Marakovic in the front court. Hughes. Right side, Mattis, back to Hughes on the wing. Skips it across, Plummer, corner, three, no good. Rebound, Mattis tips it, but it's into the hands of Birkins. There's Simon in the backcourt, breaks the pressure, top of the key. Over to Fields, he'll drive baseline, kicks it through to Price, drives the three. That's no good. Rebound by Hughes. Hughes brings it down the right sideline. Has it on the wing, now driving towards the bucket. Awkward shot, but up and good.
He's such a great finisher, though, in the open court. He was looking to get to the line and ends up making the shot anyways.
Price into Jamal Goss, turns around, and Mattis swats that one out of bounds into the Middletown student section.
That's block number four for Michael Mattis. Tyre Mills will give Trey Leach a quick breather. Mattis has been a force defensively for Middletown.
Price is going to get the ball inbounds. Gets it in. Jamal Gauss now across the way and blocked again as Birkins' shot is into the corner, but Johnstown gets the rebound. Simon down to Birkins. Birkins into the paint, lost his balance, passes it out to Simon. Simon cross court, Price. Price dribbles in from the wing and it'll be a jump ball as Ryan Hughes was able to tie it up.
Boy, it was very close to being foul number four. Yeah. Hughes, though, reaching in late on that one. And the official, I think, was planning on calling the foul and then saw at a better angle when he saw the whistle blew. And Hughes had his hand on top of the ball instead.
There's Goss to the bucket, up and good. Jamal Goss with his third field goal of the game. He's got 9:44:33. The Raider lead is 11, just under 6 minutes to play in the fourth. Marakovic, he's double-teamed. They're trying to strip it away from him, but he gets it to Mills. Mills is triple-teamed, and he throws it into no-man's land. Birkins with the steal. Birkins bringing it down left side of the lane, and he is going to lose it out of bounds. Hughes came back defensively and poked it away.
Some of the folks from Johnstown's bench right now, apoplectic that there was no foul. I'll be honest with you, Steve, I agree. I think Hughes got away with his fourth.
Price to inbound the basketball, gets it to Fields. Price back to Fields again, dribbles in from the wing, and he's going to be no good. Rebound putback attempt is no good by Birkins, but he will be fouled this time.
Mattis, I think, got this one.
I think you're correct. That is the case. Third for Mattis. And Birkins to the line
44% free throw shooter is Burke.
And has not been shooting all night long. This is a tough make.
Front end, back of the iron, no good.
This is a team that's not going to claw back in it at the line. They've got to make shots. The problem is they haven't met a three-point shot that they won't take. And they just refuse to take the ball to the basket, and they're not getting what they're used to. Transition buckets.
Second shot is good from Birkin, so the lead is 10.
Finally, Johnstown's second lead scorer on the board for the first time.
44-34, Middletown. 5:20 to go. Hughes, top of the key, foul line, jumper. He'll take it. That's no good. Mattis gets the rebound, put back. That's no good. But Hughes tips it up and in.
No boxing out on the inside and the height, and Mattis continues to be a factor.
Lead back to a dozen for Middletown. Johnstown with the basketball. It's Fields. Cross court, Price. Price. Jamal Goss, top of the key. Fields for three. That's back of the iron. No good. Rebound. Price underneath. His shot's going to be swatted out of bounds. I guess it was Hughes who got that from the backside. Mattis was there, too.
Yeah, either one of them was erasing that one. As Price just didn't have any ups at the end of that play to get over top of him.
Johnstown looking to get it inbounds. They do so to Price. Price in underneath. There's Perkins to the bucket, and he's going to be fouled. Back to the line he goes.
And this is the one knock that you have on Michael Mattis, is that when he starts blocking shots, all of a sudden he gets that shot blocker's mentality, swatting and whacking at everything. And that one, he had a guy with better position on the inside. You just got to let him go.
And that puts him at foul number four now, so putting him into foul trouble, looking with 4:47 left in the fourth.
Perkins misses the first.
They're going to take him out, bring Plummer in place of him. They want to save Mattis for maybe a stretch run. I would think maybe about 2.5-3 minutes, depending on the situation. You might see him again.
Second shot from Perkins. That is good. 46-35. Middletown's lead is 11. Mills in the backcourt. Plummer dribbling into the trap. Now he passes it to Marakovich. Elbow jumper. Good.
One place you do not allow Luke Marakovich to go if you want to keep him off the scoreboard. Don't let him at the elbow. Deadly from there. 6 points all from that spot.
Tinsley in the front court for Johnstown as the Raiders extend the lead to 18 here with 4:24 to play. Corner. That is Keon Goss to the bucket. No good. Rebound is going to be by Hughes. Hughes dribbles out of the pressure. Comes across midcourt. Runs into Price defensively. Hughes trying to get around him. Now bounce pass to Marakovich. Elbow. He'll take the jumper from there again. Short this time. Rebound is by Tinsley. Tinsley 3-on-1 to the bucket. It is up and good.
And Hughes with those three fouls can't defend tightly on the play. Just swatting at the ball and drawing air.
3:50 to play. Raiders lead by 11. Marakovich crosses midcourt with the dribble. Leach. Gets the handoff in the front court. Double team. Hughes out front. He's being pressured by Keon Goss. Hughes gets around him, trying to lean into him a little bit, it looked like. Now he's going to be knocked to the floor. Plummer gets it on the wing, drives in, puts it up. No good, but a foul will be called. That should be Jamal Goss.
Two chances there for Hughes on the outside, though. The first time he leaned and he made it obvious. The second time he tried to sell it, but I think because he leaned the first time and tried to sell a foul, they weren't buying the second one when he went down, and it's Plummer who ends up drawing the foul going to the line.
Plummer, first shot, no good. We get one more.
Plummer, a solid 11 in this contest.
Second shot for Plummer. On the way, that one is no good, but Mills gets the rebound, tries to dribble away, he does dribble out, into the corner, Plummer for three, that's no good.
Ill-advised, and Plummer is a guy who, he's never met a three-point shot he doesn't want to take either. Just not the right time.
Keon Goss in underneath, Perkins to the bucket, no good. Rebound by Marakovic.
And great help defense there defensively for Plummer, making up for the missed shot at the other end.
Marakovich, timeout, Middletown will step out as well. 3 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. It is Middletown 48, Johnstown 37. Back after this on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports Network.
The Olmsted Plaza Barbershop and owner Doug Hoover have been cutting the hair of area residents for over 54 years. Most of the old plaza has been torn down, but the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop is still standing. Open Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. That's the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop, proud Blue Raider sponsor.
Welcome back to Chambersburg High School. Steve Leedy, Brian Kaiser, Tim Neville. Raiders with the basketball and an 11-point lead. Inbounds pass going to be knocked out of bounds by Perkins. Middletown will try to get it inbounds again.
Different location. Middletown has not been inbounding well from the midcourt stripe.
Inbounds pass gets to Hughes here on the right wing. Circles around on the top of the key. Now left elbow hits Plummer down the lane. Puts it off the glass. Too strong. Rebound being kicked around, booted around. And it's going to be Johnstown ball.
Last hit Plummer, and it was a very definitive call. He's got a better look from where he is than we do. I'm gonna cede to him. I'm not saying he was right. I'm saying he's got a better angle than we do. And he was very definitive that it went off Plummer last.
Price going to the bucket. Shot is blocked. And they got to call a foul.
It's going to be on Hughes, and that'll be four on him.
Yep. Fourth foul on Ryan Hughes.
And they missed that call, too, because Hughes was clean up top, and there was really no body contact either below.
That's going to be Davis Price to the line, 1-for-4 at the stripe. Here tonight, first and way short.
The stressful time here, though, for Middletown is you got Hughes with 19, but with four fouls. They should have enough to get home, but you worry.
Second shot is going to be no good, and that's going to be a foul again. That's going to be Hughes.
Yeah, he's done. Gone.
He's done.
Yep. And it's the right call, too, because he got beat down low. Great spin move that time by Goss to get down one position. He went inside, spun low, and Hughes lost his balance. And as he lost his balance, it affected the play. No choice for the official. Had to make the call.
Yep. Lost his balance, and Goss was under him. It's going to be Keon Goss at the line. First shot is good. 48-38. Johnstown still within reach here. It's a 10-point game with 2:34 left on the clock.
And Hughes is the guy that you usually want with the ball in this key situation. Puts a little bit more pressure on Luke Marakovich to step up his offensive game and his leadership.
Yeah, Goss' second shot is good. Timeout on the floor. We'll step out as well. 2:34 left to play in the fourth quarter. It's Middletown 48, Johnstown 39. Back after this on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports Network.
JD's Junction is a proud Middletown Blue Raider sponsor. JD's Junction, located on Mill Street across from the train station, Joe and his staff is serving up lunch and dinner daily, made fresh, like sandwiches, soups, steaks, and seafood. You can also dine outside on their patio. Monday night is trivia night. Wednesday night is all-you-can-eat wing night. Takeout is available at 616-8952. That's JD's Junction in Middletown. WMSS Middletown.
Out of the timeout, takes possession of the basketball. Leach in the backcourt, and he is going to be bumped off by Elijah Fields. So it's going to be Trey Leach to the other end.
Shooting 1-1 as that's the seventh foul on Johnstown. And they had the speedsters out there and the guys who have fouls to use. And they bring in three fresh bodies, guys who have those fouls, back into the game. And hey, this is what Middletown has been attempting to get to all season long, which is have the lead, and now can you close it out here at the line? And Trey Leach has the first chance to add some more separation.
First shot from Leach is good. Rattles around all the way around the rim and goes through.
No buckets tonight for Trey Leach. All four of his points now from the line.
Trying to put Middletown up by 11 with the second one. It's on the way, and this one is no good. Rebound, Keon Goss of Johnstown.
of court. Fields, Price, Fields going to the bucket, walked, but no call. Rebound, bucket, or put back, no good by Perkins, and Leach gets the rebound and the foul.
Fields will foul him, second one there. Great opportunity for Greater Johnstown. Got away with the travel and didn't take advantage of it. Middletown with a 10-point lead walks to the other end. Problem is for Greater Johnstown, this is a team that doesn't shoot the three ball well. They take a lot of shots, but they don't shoot the three ball very well. And right now, I think they're smart trying to get the ball inside, but that hasn't worked either.
Trey Leach, first shot, front end is good. 50-39. Raider lead is 11 with 2:17 on the clock.
If you're only going to make every other one, you might as well make the front end.
Yeah.
Two in a row.
Second one from Leach. That one is no good. Keon Goss the rebound. Leach comes around, pokes it away, and almost saved it from going out of bounds.
That's what you got to love about Trey Leach. I mean, he recognized Keon Goss was standing there waiting for somebody to come over, a ball handler, to come over and take the basketball from him. And Leach just snuck in, poked it away, almost got the steal.
Fields to Price, corner three, bullseye. And a quick timeout as Tavis Price hits the three. We've got an 8-point ball game. Timeout on the floor. We'll step out as well. 2:07 left to play in the fourth. It's Middletown 50, Johnstown 42. Back after this on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports Network.
Gingrich Memorials in Middletown is proud to support Blue Raider athletics and academics. The Gingrich family have been in business since 1921. They have their own art staff and in-house laser that can etch photographs or images onto granite. They also do statues, head markers, vases, benches, and monuments. Gingrich Memorials wish the Blue Raiders good luck during the season.
With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories does embroidery, heat press, screen printing, and vinyl. They're your home for your school and sports spirit wear. Whether it's a team, group, business, or personal need, no order is too small. With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories is located at 301 North Union Street in Middletown. Their number is 388-1948. With kids in mind, for the kid in all of us.
Bounds pass out of the timeout. We've got a foul right away again by Johnstown.
And that will be Fields picking up his third straight foul. Now this will be the last one and one, although it is Marakovic who will go to the line for Middletown. And if anyone on the floor, this is the one guy you don't want to foul, 81% on the season.
He's not been there tonight, though. First shot is good. Nothing but net. 51-42, Raiders by 9. Second shot on the way. That one is also good. Used the rim, but got it through. And the Raider lead back to 10, 52-42. Be down the court. Ball Goss back out to Fields. Lost it, and it's going to be knocked out, they're going to say, by Leach.
Once again, Leach using his hustle, getting down there, getting his hands in the play like he always has all season.
Bounce pass, Keon Goss down in the corner. Fields tries the three. That's no good. Rebound is by Keon Goss. Shot no good. Rebound, Jamal Goss puts it back up. That's no good. Back up again by Keon Goss. No good. Another putback attempt. No good. Jamal Goss gets it again. Tries it. That's no good. And finally, we're going to get a rebounding foul against Middletown.
That's going to be on Fields.
Oh, yeah.
As he will pick up his fourth foul in a row for Greater Johnstown. But that pretty much tells the story of this one. Greater Johnstown, just they don't shoot the basketball well enough if they can't get out in transition. And tonight they have not been able to get out in transition, and they're down in this game as a result. Their vaunted press has been neutralized by the ball handling of Middletown. And don't think for a second, as Mills goes the line to shoot a pair, don't think for a second that the fact that Middletown has four or five guys on the floor at all times who are comfortable bringing the ball up the floor, that's a huge factor in the game against a team that knows how to press.
First shot was good by Mills. Second one on the way. It is no good. Rebound by Johnstown. 100 seconds to play, and here goes Fields. He definitely traveled with her. Sorry, that was Tinsley. but not called. Price, Jamal Goss, he'll get around Mattis to the bucket, up and good, and he's going to get the foul on Mills.
Unneeded, too. It's just not a necessary foul. You understand that they're trying to contest, but Mills puck picks up his fourth personal foul on a play where he has no chance at blocking Jamal Goss' shot. He's got that good of a lane to the basket. Just back away, let him have the two. Don't let him get a chance in an extra one.
And that takes Mills up to four fouls. Middletown will bring Mattis out and Truesdale in.
Free throw at the line by Jamal Goss is good. 53-45, 8-point lead.
Yeah, the worst thing you can do, too, is put him at the line, give him a chance to make a shot, and allow them to set up their press.
Leach looking to get it inbound. Does so to Truesdale, and he gets pushed out of bounds by Price. And that's going to be his fourth foul. It'll be Truesdale come up to the other end for Middletown. Now, one thing is for sure. In this game, if it's a tight game in the fourth quarter,
yeah,
if you got the lead, it'd be fun. With all these free throw attempts.
Not like either team is going to be able to easily ice things away.
No. Truesdale, first shot, is good. Middletown's been good enough at the line, though, tonight.
Yeah, I think good enough is the key. Hitting front ends of 1-1. They were very good in the first half of play when they were 10 out of 12 from the stripe in the first half of play. Here in the second half, a little bit spottier, but believe me, it's an improvement over what we've seen through the duration of the season.
Second shot from Truesdale, also good. He's 4-for-4 at the line, 55-45. Raiders lead is 10, minute 27 to go. Again, Ryan Hughes has been out for what seems like about 15 real minutes, but only one game minute. As Johnstown will bring it across, Simon Goss will try the three. That's back of the iron, no good. Rebound. Mills skies up for it, but can't save it from going out of bounds. And, ooh, almost ate the step, falling to the floor down there.
And once again, like you said, this Johnstown team likes to take threes, but they can't hit very many of them.
One fast goes to Simon. He has it poked away momentarily. Gets it back, top of the key. Goes over Keon Goss. He'll try the three. That's good. And Keon Goss finally makes three. 55-48, 7-point lead in bounds, and we're going to get a foul against Johnstown with 1 minute left, and Middletown leads by 7. That will be Simon, first foul on him.
It's not comfortable, though. It's a 7-point lead.
But it did put Marakovich at the line to shoot 2.
As long as you keep making them, you're fine. And you hope that the Trojans don't find their shooting shoes with a minute left to go.
56-48, first shot is good. Substitutes both sides. Timeout, Middletown. We'll keep it right here with 1 minute left. It's a 30-second timeout. Middletown with an 8-point lead here, 56-48. So Middletown can hold on to win this game. They will play on Saturday in the Western semifinal or the state quarterfinal against either Quaker Valley or Grove City. And, well, it's going to be a travel game for Middletown for sure. It's probably going to be Altoona or Somerset.
Best case scenario for Middletown is if travel-wise is if Quaker Valley wins. That game is just dead set for an Altoona location, depending how many games that there are going to be out there.
They have used Somerset in those games.
They have. It all depends how many games are there, because they use Altoona every chance they get.
Second shot from Marakovic is also good. He's 4-for-4 at the line, 57-48. Raider lead is 9. Down court, Price, 3-pointer from the corner. It's good. Davis Price with his 5th three-pointer of the game, and a quick timeout. We'll step out as well. 51 seconds left. It's Middletown 57, Johnstown 51. Back after this on the Fager Finkenbeiter for your home Blue Raiders Sports Network.
J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant of Middletown is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant is open for lunch and dinner daily, a late night bite or carry out. Pizza, subs, strombolis, salads, burgers or fries, it's J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant, East Main Street in Middletown, 944-1313.
Solving problems, pushing boundaries, creating solutions. It's what we've been doing for 30 years and what continues to make us different every day. We are DHL Supply Chain, formerly XL. DHL Supply Chain designs and implements innovative contract logistics solutions for market-leading companies in a wide range of industries. We develop and sustain partnerships that deliver true value and thought leadership to make your business more competitive. We're DHL Supply Chain.
Seconds to play here in the second round PAA state tournament. Middletown leads by six. Bounce pass into Marakovich. He will get fouled, and Marakovich again to the line for Middletown.
Smart job too for Middletown. Make sure Luke's the guy that they get the ball to. You want your senior leader, your best foul shooter on the team, get him the opportunity at the line.
So Marakovich back to the line. He's 4 for 4 at the stripe here tonight. First shot on the way. It's good. 58-51. Again, Ryan Hughes fouled out of this game at the 2:34 mark.
Which, as it is right now, 9:15, feels like it was about at 8:30.
Yeah.
It's been a long few minutes since that time.
Second shot from Marakovich, also good. 59-51. Their lead is 8.
Smart move here, too. Picking up a little pressure just to make sure they have to work to get the ball over the timeline.
Williams, Tinsley, now it's Price. Keon Goss will try the three. Rattles in and out. Rebound goes to Williams. He'll pull it back out. Cross court. Price has Plummer in front of him. Can't shoot. Goss, baseline to the bucket. Up and good. Jamal Goss underneath. 59-53. Middletown trying to get it inbounds. They do so. Plummer. And he is going to be fouled. And that's going to be Price. And he is out.
And he realizes it. And that's a big one because the best three-point shooter on this team sits down by six. Didn't have much of a choice. I mean, you basically have to roll the dice at that point anyways. And Plummer's over there waiting. He wasn't passing the ball anytime soon. It was the right move from Price. And none of his teammates recognized the danger of having him pick something up.
Davis Price dejectedly walks over to the sideline in what will likely be his last game for Johnstown, the coach's son. Plummer at the line, first shot is no good.
Well, this is the right guy to put at the line as Plummer has now missed 4 in a row from the stripe. And it's not a clean stroke. He misses this one and Johnstown hits a 3. It's a 1-possession game.
Second shot from Plummer. This one rattles in and out. Rebound by Johnstown. Bringing it up the floor is Tinsley. Down to Keon Goss. He'll try the three. That is no good. Mattis gets the rebound. Dumps it over to Plummer. 9 seconds on the clock. They will foul Plummer with 7 seconds left. Tinsley gets the foul. And Plummer to the other end of the floor to shoot two to basically ice.
I think it's iced anyways.
Yeah,
7.5, trying to get 2 3-point baskets and no points at the other end. But yeah, one shot does it. Which are no guarantees for how Chris is shooting from the line right now. He was desperately looking for somebody to come take the ball from him.
First shot from Plummer on the way. No good.
Okay, just from a strategical standpoint, from a technique standpoint, got to use a little bit more leg. Get the body into it.
Second shot for Plummer on the way. No good. Nah. Rebound, Johnstown. They'll bring it down in the front court. Simon will shoot the three. That's off the backboard around. It hits the top support with 0.7 seconds left. And that is going to do it. Middletown will just have to inbound the ball one time. The student section is celebrating. Inbounds to Marakovich. That'll do it. Raiders are in the quarterfinals of the state basketball playoffs. We'll take Timeout. Our final score, Middletown 59, Johnstown 53. Stay tuned for the post-game show coming up after this on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports Network.
Tim Clouser of RE/MAX Realty Select is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. Serving the Middletown area for over 30 years, Tim knows how to move Middletown properties. Thinking of buying or selling, Tim Clouser and RE/MAX Realty Select, located at 250 East Park Drive near the Home Depot, can handle all of your real estate needs. That's Tim Clouser, RE/MAX Realty Select at 526-4300 or online at timclouser.com. Giant Food Stores would like to congratulate the Blue Raiders on a great season. Also, congratulations to the band, cheerleaders, WMSS, and everyone who made this season a success. Great job, Middletown, from your friends at Giant Foods. C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping can handle all of your lawn care needs. They do mowing, landscaping, full tree service, snow removal, and so much more. And they're now accepting new commercial and residential customers for next year. C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping. Anything under the sun can be done. That's C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping, 982-0701. That's 982-0701. PA 853-972. Middletown Swim Club, a proud supporter of Middletown Athletics, is accepting new memberships for its 2017 season. Across from the Middletown Area High School, and complete with two diving boards, a giant slide, a pavilion to host parties and events, a large green space, and so much more, the Middletown Swim Club is the perfect place for members to make memories with friends and families. Their number is 944-4235. Leave a message and get more information about becoming a member of a Middletown Swim Club.
Vastine's Auto Service of Middletown is a proud supporter of Blue Raider Athletics. Vastine's does minor engine repair, brake work, exhaust systems, tune-ups, electrical troubleshooting, general automotive repair, and emissions testing. Don, Tim, and Ray get the job done right the first time. Vastine's Auto Service of Oak Hill Drive in Middletown, open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 5:30 p.m.
Welcome back, Chambersburg High School Gymnasium. Steve Lee along with Tim Neville. Our Brian Kaiser went down to try to get some post-game comments from probably Middletown head coach Chris Sattell on their victory here this evening that puts the Middletown Blue Raiders into the state quarterfinals for the first time since 1986 when Middletown actually made it all the way to the Eastern Final or the state semifinal. Final lost to Allentown Central Catholic, but they beat Scranton Prep in the quarterfinals, 55-54. They beat Nanticoke in the second round game, 53-48. Beat Jersey Shore in the first round that year. And they will survive here tonight to play either Quaker Valley or Grove City. Again, Quaker Valley is the expected opponent. They're 22-3 on the season, and they are very good from all reports from out in the WPIL of Pittsburgh area. Again, that game will likely be either in Altoona or Somerset if it's Quaker Valley. If it's Grove City, then they'll take it probably further north, maybe to State College, or I don't know if they'll go as far as Clearfield, Du Bois up that way. Du Bois would be unfair to Middletown, but it'll be somewhere, State College or West. Or again, Altoona, maybe Somerset. Those are the options. Hollidaysburg they've used as well. Looking at this game, looking at the final statistics from this one, leading scorer in the game was Tavis Price for Johnstown. He had 20 points. He banged in 5 3-pointers, really kept the Trojans alive here in this one. Jamal Goss with 14. It was Keon Goss with 8. Then Jarrell Simon with 3. And then Elijah Fields, Trevon Williams, Darian Birkins, Messiah Tinsley, all with 2. For Middletown, Ryan Hughes was the leading scorer tonight. He had 19 points. He was 6 for 6 at the free throw line. Luke Marakovich had 12. He was 6 for 6 at the stripe and made some big ones down the stretch in the fourth quarter. Chris Plummer with 11. Then we had Trey Leach with 5. Mike Mattis, Kyle Truesdale, Tyre Mills round out the scoring 4 points apiece for the Blue Raiders. We're going to step out one more time. We come back. We'll have Brian Kaiser with a post-game interview, and we'll look at the scoreboard from all over the state of Pennsylvania here tonight. Again, our final score, Middletown 59, Johnstown 53. Back after this on the Fager Finkenbeiner for your home Blue Raiders Sports Network.
The 230 Cafe and Ice Bar congratulates Steele High and Middletown on a great season. The 230 Cafe is under the ownership of Shelby and Nate Wrights. Their menu features numerous items for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with daily homemade specials and desserts. The 230 Cafe is open weekdays from 6 a.m. until 7:30 p.m., Saturdays from 6 a.m. until 2 p.m., and Sundays from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Located at the corner of Ann and 2nd Streets in Highspire, their number is 939-9223. That's the 230 Cafe.
Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop is located at the Midtown Plaza, and they're a Hallmark Gold Crown store. They have 4,800 square feet of carts, collectibles, Yankee candles, and gifts, and their pharmacy with people you know and trust, like Brian, Nate, or Deb. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 8, Saturdays, 9 to 5. That's the Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop. Proud Blue Raider sponsors.
The Hetrick Center, proudly serving Middletown since 1979. Specializing in musculoskeletal and neurological conditions, the Hetrick Center has chiropractic, physical therapy, aquatic therapy, and massage from a team of non-surgical specialists collaborating for the patient's benefit. They accept most major insurances and are home of the HydroWorks aquatic therapy pools. They have offices in Mechanicsburg, Mount Joy, Harrisburg, and Middletown. The Hetrick Center, moving you in the right direction.
Seven Sorrows Athletic Association is a proud supporter of Middletown Area High School Athletics. Seven Sorrows offers a variety of sports programs to the youth of our community, including football, cheerleading, boys and girls basketball, and boys and girls track. The Seven Sorrows Athletic Association would like to wish the Blue Raider boys and girls basketball teams good luck as they make their district and state playoff runs. Go Raiders!
TJ's Automatic Car Wash is scratchless because it's touchless. TJ's has two automatic car wash bays, and for you do-it-yourselfers, TJ's has three self-service bays with countdown timers. For professional car care products and cleaning advice, it's TJ's Car Wash, 510 North Progress Avenue, just south of Susquehanna Township High School. TJ's Car Wash is a proud supporter of Central Pennsylvania Athletics and Academics.
Welcome back to Chambersburg High School. Steve Leedy, Tim Neville, and now let's take it down to Brian Kaiser with Ryan Hughes from the Middletown boys basketball team.
Brian Kaiser on the post-game show with Middletown's Ryan Hughes, 19 points tonight, but you got to watch at the very end of that game what a little bit excruciating there at the end for you as your team just trying to put the game away.
It was very painful, and I'm sorry to my guys for fouling, and it's just they got the job done, and that's all we asked for.
You guys came out in the beginning of this game 1-3-1, and it really looked like and felt like they never really adjusted to it very well. It worked perfectly for you. Talk about the defense.
Well, Coach Chattel always harps on defense, and we played good defense. We rebounded well. We stopped them. We got good hands up. 22 was hitting shots, so we had to get out of it somehow. And so we just kept having to play defense and keep going.
You tend to be Mr. Consistent. Just every single game, somewhere between 16 and 21, we can always expect 19 to get today. And what was working for you tonight?
My three-pointer was definitely working, but my teammates set me up. They got me the ball when I was open, and I just hit the shots.
You talked about the defense already, but it a great boost for this team also because you guys heard about the 2-1-2 press that they came out with. Wasn't really a factor in this game. You guys took them out of it. Just the advantage of having so many guys who can handle the basketball.
Luke and Trey do a great job up top. They get the ball moving. They get people open. They drive hard up the sideline. Coach Teller says sideline middle reverse and we break the press, and that's what we did tonight.
State quarterfinals, how's that feel?
Feels great, especially with these guys on this team.
And not much time for turnaround either, but looking forward to Saturday, I'm sure.
Of course.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Ryan.
That was Middletown's Ryan Hughes along with Brian Kaiser here on the post-game show. Obviously, Ryan Hughes and company very elated with this basketball victory here tonight. Again, the first time Middletown is in the state quarterfinals since 1986. And they've, again, their last game, a lot of people reporting it was 1992 when they had their last win, but no, it was 1993. Middletown didn't win a state playoff game in 92 when they won a district title. They lost the very next game to Strathaven down at E-Town College. It was the next year, in 1993, Middletown beat Southern Lehigh 57-49 in the first round and then lost to Lake Lehman up at Mars Hall. And that's where Dave Grabuloff got his 2,000th point late in that game on a three-pointer from the corner to hit 2,000 on the nose. So, Middletown advances here tonight. Now, Ryan Kaiser back in at the broadcast table here. And Ryan, a big win for this Middletown team, and now a very short turnaround after call this a gassing game, because this was full throttle, and the snow delay gives you only one day of rest in between this game and the game that Middletown's going to play on Saturday.
Which is why the schedule that this Middletown team was forced to play earlier in the season benefits them now, because they're used to this. Now, they're not used to it lately, but they're used to this. This is the sort of schedule that they have run into already in the past. So I think this is a game where tonight they came out, they got done what they needed to get done. They took care of business, against a team that I think they matched up very well against. But you have to play the game. And I think the defensive decision right away, I mean, and that was the big key to the game. Middletown won this game, not on the offensive. They won the game defensively tonight. They came out and they committed to that end of the floor. Michael Mattis had about 5 blocks that I counted in this one. You had numerous steals out of the 1-3-1. It was an excellent effort by this team on that end of the floor. I mean, honestly, it should have been a 20-point game at one point if Middletown just would have finished the layups that they had and the stuff right around the bucket. But they didn't make those, and it didn't matter tonight because they ran into a team that just doesn't shoot very well and couldn't shoot them out of the 1-3-1 and allowed Middletown to really just hold sway and at the end of the game hold on and victorious. And we'll see who's next. I mean, we're guessing it's going to be Quaker Valley, and they are a very ballyhooed team comparative to with some of the teams that we've seen. Grove City would be the other possibility, but we're expecting it to be Grove City. Don't have an updated score on that one yet that I know of.
I'll look for it. If you go, I'm going to go through the scores and we go.
Give me one second because I'll use your Twitter account because I know exactly what their Twitter account is. So, I will check that quickly. And let's see if we can, there we go. So, and Quaker Valley wins.
Oh.
Mike Mastriani, their head coach, his 450th career win, 25 years on the bench. They win 64-42 tonight over Grove City. So that will be the next matchup for Middletown. So, folks, that's who it's going to be next. And yes, we have an advanced scouting report for those of you who are interested in that kind of thing. Coltrane Washington is their leading score, 15 points a game, 6'4", junior guard. He is a very skilled player. Does a little bit. I would probably compare him a lot to probably the style of play that Ryan Hughes plays. A very similar type of game, inside, outside, can do a little bit of everything. I've seen him. One of the things that I saw compared to Steph Curry. I'm not going there. that's a big
one. Lofty.
That's very lofty. They've got another 1,000-point scorer in senior guard Amos Leptak, who's a 5'11 guard, a 4-year starter. And the other guy of note for them, Danny Conlin, who's a 6'5 sophomore, he has some bloodlines. As a lot of the players tend to at this time of year out in the Pittsburgh area that you run into. He is the son of former Penn State and also NFL player Shane Conlin. So he is a basketball player, smart player, a guy who becomes a tough matchup. I think for Middletown, it's a tough matchup for them for sure, but it's also a winnable game and a game where they're going to be up for it. And I think if they get the same performance that they have tonight, it's not going to be enough. They have to up their game. And that's what every team has to understand when you come to the state tournament. Every game, every round gets a little bit tougher. Every situation, you have to bring it in and clean things up just a little bit more, because it takes five games in a row of top quality to win a state championship, unless you somehow get an easy road somewhere. And in Middletown, let's be honest, it was an easier road than being in the East, but now this is where it gets tougher when you've got eight teams left in the draw.
And again, that game will be on Saturday. Again, it's probably going to be Altoona or Somerset or Hollidaysburg or somewhere.
It'll be in that area.
Yeah, it's going to be about a two-hour drive to get to that game, but one thing is for sure,
we will be there.
We'll be there. So, Brian, you want to run through the scores?
Sure.
Run across the District 3 team. I'll have a semi-updated score.
Okay. So let's start in 6A boys. CD East run is done at the hands of Archbishop Ryan. The lone District 12 team in that draw wins 71-60. Is that a 6?
Yeah,
71-62. Okay. 6. Okay. It's Steve's chicken scratch. So.
I'm trying to write down these scores while we're doing this game, and this game was fast-paced. So
East is done. Okay. Hempfield-Williamsport was at Martz Hall, 8 o'clock.
And Hempfield has a 5-point lead in the fourth quarter, 40-35. That's what we have there.
And that would be one of the two remaining district champions that are left on the top half of the draws. Everything has fallen apart up top. District 1 at most has one team left, because Perkiomen Valley loses tonight to Reading 62-50. So the third seed out of District 3 will advance against either Plymouth White Marsh or Pocono Mountain West. Harrisburg. What do you got for them? They're at Geigel.
After three, Emmaus 44, Harrisburg 42. So that's a tight one.
And that's always the type of matchup that Harrisburg runs into and has all sorts of problems with. They have struggled with District 11 teams over the years because those teams just slow them down and just frustrate the ever-living crap out of them. Carlisle, though, continues their run. After beating Coatesville in the last round, they knock off Lincoln out of District 12, 85-69. So the District 3 5 seed remains alive. Butler Pine Richland renew the District 7 championship game in the other part of that draw. 5A boys. Chester, as expected, but not easily, knocks out Hershey, the District 3 10 seed, 61-51. So the 5 seed out of District 1, and a team that a lot of people are expecting a lot out of now with the draw as it is in 5A, moves on. Abington Heights, Martin Luther King is a matchup that doesn't affect us. Mechanicsburg, how are they doing against Archbishop Wood?
They're getting blown up.
Yes.
70-39 after three.
Yeah, we didn't expect that to be pretty, but Mechanicsburg's been a great season for them. How about Spring Grove against East Stroudsburg North? That game should be final.
Shockingly, I do not have that.
We'll look for that one, because I've got the other ones and most of the rest of this draw. Northeastern, the District 3 champ, 61-40 winner over Upper Marion. They next play Archbishop Carroll, who blew out Palmyra tonight, 77-41. On the western side, Mars, the District 7 4 seed, advances, and they will next play either against Meadville, the District 10 champion, or Franklin Regional, who is the 5th seed out of the District 7. Steve will continue the effort.
Yeah, it's postponed till tomorrow.
Gotcha.
Some of these schools that were hosting, they canceled school again today in the northeastern region. So some of those either schools or locations had to postpone until tomorrow.
Correct. East Stroudsburg North canceled school, so that game had to be rescheduled. Moving on. 4A boys, you got anything for us at all? Because the entire top half of the draw that you have here is blank.
Auden Reed is beating Berks Catholic 40-26 third quarter.
That one should be just about done, so it'll be Middletown and Middletown alone left out of District 3 due to that one. I'm going to help you with this next one. Imhotep is beating Scranton Prep, and I don't even care that I don't know what the score or anything else is. I'm just going to assume that one.
If they're playing tonight.
If they're playing tonight, they're winning. Conwell Hagen, Greater Nanticoke is a game, and so is West Philadelphia, Wilkes-Barre, GAR. We don't have updates on those. They're at the top half of the draw for 4A, and we're not worried about them because Middletown's on the bottom half. Quaker Valley is the next opponent with 64-42 win over Grove City. Newcastle beats McGuffey. They're the heavy favorite probably on the bottom half, along with Strong Benson, who played against Beaver Falls. Love to find out a score on that one if we could get one, but that was an 8 o'clock start time at Sharon. Let's go AAA boys, Steve. quickly scurries to satisfy my wiles. Lancaster Mennonite stays alive. The District 3-2 seed beats Hughesville 61-44. They'll next probably play against Newman Grady, who plays Holy Redeemer today. And Trinity, they are eliminated. So the Shamrocks leave Middletown as the lone Mid-Penn Capital team left after Del Valle Charter, a 71-60 ousting of the Shamrocks. Great season for Larry Castlock and the boys. Central Cambria, Washington, Lincoln Park, other winners there, and also Cardinal World, North Catholic, probably expected to be the other team that joins them on the bottom half.
4A Strong Vincent is blowing out Beaver Falls, 65-37, 4 minutes to play.
Dribbling the ball out at this point, so it will not be a Beaver Falls-Middletown rematch. I think people will be okay with that. Moving on, Double A boys Halifax gets blown out tonight by District 12's Masterman, 69-41. Wow. Mass Civics and Science took Northeast Bradford to the woodshed, 86-20. Yes, folks, that's a round of 16 score. Thank you, District 12. And it was also Ridgeway eliminating Berlin Brothers Valley, 42-28. Constitution's going to beat Holy Cross, probably just because they're a District 12 team, and you've got District 7 teams rolling through the bottom half of the draw in the Double-A boys. And for Single-A boys, we're looking at York Country Day continuing their run, 61-49 winner over Millville. The next play, Girard College, the District 1 champ. St. John Newman and Faith Christian, the other winners in Single-A on the boys' side on the eastern half.
By the way, Hempfield has beaten Williamsport, 49-45.
So congratulations to them. They advance. Just quickly, your District 3 teams in girls, 6A girls. Central York knocked out by Cardinal O'Hara tonight, 55-35. Cedar Cliff.
They're getting beat by 20 in the second half.
And that means there'll be nobody left in 6A girls for District 3. Susquehannock beats league mate New Oxford, 51-34 in 5A girls. They remain the lone team left now because Harrisburg loses tonight to Archbishop Carroll in a close one, 48-45. On the western side, Archbishop Carroll will next play against Trinity, but that's the one from District 7. So Oakland Catholic still alive out there, Southern Lehigh, and everyone chasing Archbishop Wood, who another defensive struggle for them as teams just cannot score against Archbishop Wood. Last time out, they won 38-28, this time 28-25 over Bishop Shanahan. Quad A girls, things get a little better. Northern Lebanon, the district champion, blows out Mifflinburg 51-25. They'll next play against either Greater Nanticoke or Gwynedd Mercy. Berks Catholic eliminated in 4A girls by a very good Bethlehem Catholic team, 72-35. They next play against Lower Moreland. Bishop McDevitt's game against Montoursville was rescheduled to Friday. So that game coming up, they will, if they win, they next would play against Lancaster Catholic. They were in the earlier game here at 59-54, come from behind winner over District 6 champion Forest Hill, Cardinal Whirl, and Villa Maria, the District 7 and 10 champions respectively, advance at the bottom of that draw. Newman Grady wins in AAA girls. Really nothing else matters, but York Catholic, nonetheless, still alive. They won 60-46. They still have to win another game before getting their comeuppance against Goretti. And then it was West Shamokin, 59-47, winner over DeLone Catholic out on the western side of the bracket to eliminate the lone remaining District 3 team other than York Catholic. And in Double-A girls, Camp Hill still alive. They win tonight over Greensburg Central Catholic 60-52 in a game that was on the quote-unquote eastern side of the bracket. Odd to see a District 7 team on the eastern side of the bracket, but it happened in Double-A girls because of the breakdown. They'll next play against either Old Forge or Mahanoy area. And that one, West Catholic is the team at the top half of the draw with a record of 11-13 and the odds on favorite to win.
Probably.
Yeah. Again, thank you, District 12. And moving finally to Single-A girls, Lebanon Catholic, 68-33 romp over Faith Christian. They next play against Nativity, who squeaked one out against Lyndon Hall tonight, 50-48. Great season for Lyndon Hall, though, as they end their campaign with a record of 24-3. Other teams down there that won, Jenkintown, Juniata Valley, Kennedy Catholic, Bishop Carroll, and North Clarion, who stays in the tournament as the District 9 champs.
And the Harrisburg-Emmaus game is going down to the wire here. Emmaus has the advantage 63-61 with 13 seconds left in that game. So it'll be interesting to see if we can come up with a final score before we go off the air.
I'm not necessarily worried about sticking around that long, Steve.
Yeah, but that's right. It's NCAA's that are on. We can make it home and catch some of the late games.
Sure we can.
We have a long drive to get back tonight, and we're going to have a longer drive on Saturday.
But happy to make that drive because this Middletown team, once again, you know, it's been a great season sports-wise for Middletown sports. Football made the state championship game, and now this Middletown boys soccer team finds themselves two games away from matching that.
Boys soccer team?
Boys basketball. I don't even know what sport it is anymore. I mean, it's just craziness here. So, yeah, this Middletown boys basketball team is that close at this point, just two games away from making the championship game.
All right, we've done it. We've filibustered long enough to get the final score. Emmaus knocks out Harrisburg 64-61.
As the craziness continues in 5A boys.
6A.
That's 5.
That is 5. That's right.
That's 5.
Harrisburg is 5.
Sorry. I actually got one right this time.
Sorry, I'm not used to the six.
It's okay. Nobody else is either.
Too many games. Too many scores.
All you know is that if it's a District 12 team, they probably won.
Good point. That's going to do it for our coverage of Middletown High School basketball here tonight. Again, we'll be on the air on Saturday, no matter where or when it is. It'll be Middletown taking on Quaker Valley. Middletown will likely be the underdog in that game. It'll be a road trip to either Altoona, Somerset, Hollidaysburg, somewhere around there. But again, we will be on the air regardless. So for everyone involved with tonight's broadcast, Terrence Jefferson back at our studios, Tim Neville, Brian Kaiser, this is Steve Lee saying goodnight from Chambersburg High School. Our final score, it was Middletown 59, Johnstown 53. The Blue Raiders are in the PIAA quarterfinals, and you heard it live here on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports Network.
You've been listening to Middletown Playoff Basketball on WMSS. Today's game brought to you in part by Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home, S&H Screen Printing and Awards, VFW Post 1620, Olmsted Plaza Barbershop, JD's Junction, Gingrich Memorials, Middletown Home, with kids in mind, J&J Pizzeria, DHL, Tim Clouser, Remax Realty Select, Giant Food Stores, C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping, Middletown Swim Club, Fast Dean's Auto Service, 230 Cafe, Middletown Pharmacy, Hetrick Center, Seven Sorrows Athletic Association, TJ's Car Wash, Blue and Gold Club, and the Middletown Area High School Alumni Association. Your home for the best in high school sports is WMSS Middletown.